Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
Yeah, we have been off the air for a while, but we're back like a bad dream. Yes? Yes? Hello?
Hello.
Brenda is here.
Hello, John. Hi. John's here.
My goodness. Let me try. Oh, there's my microphone. I'm not used to my controls anymore. We've been sitting here. Actually, let me turn off the. Oh, dear God. I've got my smartphone going. I have the radar on for my ghost radar. And I'm going to stop the radar. Okay. All right. Let me hit the words for this thing because, man, we had 33. We were doing one of the things we do every 2 weeks is we go ahead and have our mediumship practice here. And we're doing a mediumship group here right in studio. And we're able to, oh, yes. You like the shuttle picture? Yeah. Isn't that cool? Like totally for sure, but we do practice readings on each other to help develop our skill sets. And so we have had a bunch. We had 33 words.
But you know what's interesting is it stopped as soon as we stopped reading.
Yeah, as soon as we stopped reading. But I mean, I'm just sitting here. This is the most we've ever gotten. And from the moment Brenda got here, we had all sorts of things. I mean, the words sort, piece, fireplace, building. Just as we were passing the old fireplace that we have outside that we've got to move to storage, you know, all these different things. Just as I got in the studio, walked over by the consoles here, and the word tube was spoken. So, you know, I even though this is like some little ditzy 99-cent, you know, smartphone app, I think it's kind of interesting that it does, you know, that these words come through, and they're like – relevant, almost.
I'm looking at your wallpaper on that.
Oh yeah, I've got. I have my droid. My droid has Elvira.
Does not surprise me at all.
I like Elvira. Elvira is cool. Come on, you know.
She is cool.
I know. You know, but you know, goodness gracious, we got a bunch of guests in who have not signed in, and I warn you that there's a dangerous individual in the room who's more dangerous than me with the big button. And it would be Nancy with her frying pan. So you've got about a minute, and then I'll start doing that crazy boot thing that I do. And then, you know, send you guys a packing because I don't want to. I did want to do it. But anyway, yes, the giggler is Brenda.
Yes.
She is giggalicious.
Yes, yes.
She's a giggalicious. But tonight, let's see, what are we going to do tonight? What do we do on this show every 2 weeks?
I have no idea. What is it that we do?
We do
I'm
reading.
Totally lost.
We do readings.
Why am I even here?
Why are we all here? What is the meaning of life? I don't know that.
We could discuss
that. Do you
that.
Know that?
No. The meaning of life.
Okay, well, I'm going to start kicking folks that are not logged in. because they are just they're probably from another place, another dimension. Sending them on their way.
Another planet.
They're going away now. Oh, there they go. Sorry, it made it look like we had a full show. But I think, we've been off and on a little bit, so we are going to take what we can get tonight. Nobody has called in, so we're going to talk a little bit about the, yes, you're really here, Chris. That was a fast minute. Well, they're going to have to call it back. Yes, but, you know, a lot of strange things have been going on. There's been a lot of conflict going on all over the place. A strange week. Muammar Gaddafi, was killed, and yet another despot in the world taken out. Lots of strange stuff going on with the shows and all of us, you know. I've been going through my own personal things. You've been going through your stuff. The show I was on last week, I was a guest on, I think it was Kathy's show with Paul Edward Montador, co-reading with me. And I had a thing that I'm going to talk about that happened that was truly, truly blew me away. I mean, I've never had this happen when I'm reading. It was basically I picked up on someone's emotions, and it wasn't just like I picked up on it. It was like I was experiencing it, and I was in my other studio. And was guesting, you know, just a normal run-of-the-mill, you know, average everyday mediumship show. I mean, I was just ready to read. And the next thing that happens is this reading came along, and I was literally scared out of my wits by this. I mean, it was literally feeling someone else's fear. And I've never had that. And cold feeling, cold sensation, feeling like I was in a hopeless position. And I'm sitting there thinking, this isn't me, but why am I feeling this? And then it turned out it was the person I was reading for. It was their stuff. And one of the things I learned is I had not meditated, you know, and I before the show I had gotten busy and I just thought, oh, I can do this. And I found that I cannot skip meditation. And I'm going to mention this to other, you know, mediums out there is, it's really a good idea to go center yourself. Key in with your guides, do all whatever it is that brings you to the place that you need to be before you go in, because you need to be at a tip-top shape 100% when you go in there to work with other folks that are coming to you with their questions, and you're the instrument. All you're doing is providing a mouthpiece for the other side, and the way I normally read is with symbols, like what you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's, that's mental mediumship. And so this was truly a shock. I mean, and we had, Lorna and I, Lorna was the girl I was reading, and we talked back and forth for quite some time about all this. And it turned out that the person that we thought had died, turned out the police said he was alive.
Really?
But here's the kicker. It's not confirmed that he is alive. It is and it isn't. So there's a whole bunch of questions going on with that whole thing. The point I'm making here is that when you do mediumship, just be prepared for anything to happen, because, have you ever had it when you've read people where you felt their emotions?
I have.
Yeah. I mean, it's the darndest thing. I went through the training for this. It was one thing to know about it intellectually. It's another when you actually have it happen to you, where you get the emotion.
I feel pain sometimes.
Yeah.
I can feel like, particularly when people have heart problems, I'll feel chest pain.
Yeah, well, I've had like little sensations, but to have it completely take over your whole, you know, to the point of almost panic on air. I mean, I was literally just, I mean, and it affected my reading the rest of the show. And so I was just, I was left kind of, I actually took a break and I was almost afraid to read anybody. I did my first reading, in a week with Carrie, of all people. I did the birthday read for her this morning and it went really well. I mean, it was really good to have that. I see you out there, 814. We do have a caller. By the way, our call-in number for readings tonight is 646-478-0377, as always. And you will get me, John, and my good friend here, Brenda, a couple of mediums walking around looking confused. That's right. That's us. But I'm going to go ahead and read off who we have here. We have BC Handler. We have Kathy's Distant Echoes. Hello, my dear. She's queen of a vast empire here on Blog Talk. We have Chris, curious listener, and she has just an amazing show out there. And I always like when I talk with Chris because she always says something about this and that. She's going to hit me now, but she does. I mean, it's the coolest thing. Anyway, I've got DBRH60. Deborah, I think it's Deborah 60. I'll just say that. Deborah,
where are you seeing?
Deborah 60, right there.
Oh,
right there.
DBRH.
Right there, where
yeah,
my corporeal.
I see that.
My
yeah.
corporeal self ends.
I'm blind. You know that.
Blind too. Then Driss Reg is here. We have a guest targeted for termination. Oh, there it went. The minute is that your guest targeted for termination. We've got Infinity Pathways. Okay, good to see you. We've got Mikey is out there. Hello, my friend. Nancy Mum is armed and dangerous.
She taught me how to use a rolling pin.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm one of her students.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a whole defense class.
Yes, she has.
Joan S1 just showed up. Good to see you. We have Old Crow, Persepi. We had another guest show up. I guess, they're coming in. So I won't be so quick on the trigger finger. Old Crow is with us. Hello, my dear. We've got Psychic of Light. We've got Sapphire Moon 11 and Stardove. And we'll probably have a few more pop in. 814, I don't see you with your hand up, so we're just going to sit here and just talk randomly about everything.
Randomly talk.
To talk randomly about everything. But I'm going to open up, too, for not only for readings, but for anything that there is one thing that I wanted to get into. This time of year, you know, the veil between the worlds is thinning, as many of you know. There are a lot more phenomena that are occurring out there where people are experiencing different things, from seeing spirits to having things happen in the home, or they're more psychically sensitive with things going on. So I'm going to open up for folks to call in and discuss some of that too. So if you are having, for example, a haunt in your home, or you have had ghost stories that you want to share and talk about, definitely call in and share some of that. It does not have to all be readings tonight, so we'll do that. Tell us about something that you've been observing in your home or at work. Yes, there are haunted workplaces. I work in one. We actually have ghosts in our building, which actually broke out a window.
Really?
Yeah, this happened.
Really?
The second floor of our building that we're at, the data center is down below, and the second floor used to have... It has a running, it's kind of an open door policy with all these different, financial companies. And they had a reverse mortgage company up there at one time. And what ended up happening was the guards who used to sit down in the lobby, they had a desk there. And it was really something because when they found out I did paranormal investigation, then they would write down everything that happened and leave notes at my desk of what was happening every night in the place. And one time one of the guards was in there, and this was about 2 years ago, and all of a sudden there was a window blew out, and they heard the guard heard walking up there. Well, the building was completely sealed off.
Wow.
He was the only one in the building. And when they went out and looked, the window had been blown out about 50 feet out into the street.
Wow.
And there was glass everywhere. And there was, everybody tried to make sense of what could have done this. And when they actually had me investigate it, and I came back and I had a bunch of men, voices of men, in the building. Then outside I had the voice of a woman who came up and started saying things. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but the men were really angry about the fact they'd built this business park on what I believe was an old ranch. So it was just something that why would they stick around in all these years and be upset about the business park? I mean, I don't know, but I mean, it's this large business park, it's near Sacramento. And it's just pointing out to you that these things do happen in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. They do, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mean, have you run into at work?
Yeah, we used to be in a building that was in the old aircraft hangar. And there was a lot of activity when I worked in there by myself at night. I used to have a lot of really wild things happen.
Okay, we got, actually we have a question here from Deborah60, DDRH60. Quote, I have a somewhat of a unique question. About 18 years ago, I had a vision. I saw a hand slowly moving a curtain aside from left to right, and behind that I saw grayish forms rapidly moving around. That is something I've, about 6.5 months later, a prophetic man I met saw me having this vision and told me I would be seen behind the veil. Wow.
Interesting.
But it has yet to manifest. Now, wait a minute. So you did see this, or is this something that, let me see here. 18 years ago, you had a vision. You saw this hand. So were you a child at the time, or was this, I'm just going to ask you to tell us a little more, or if you want to call in, definitely would take the call. Just put your area code in if you call in. Oh, I see Giraffe is here. Hi, Giraffe. Good to see you. And anybody else popping in there?
I think
I had the vision, is what Deborah is saying. I think it's Deborah. Well, I'll say this much. I had a similar situation here. Oh, you're 50 now, so this was in your 30s. I had a situation with my father where we had he had his stroke in 2007, and a lot of the spirit entities that do a lot of help with us, with him, had started coming around. We were becoming aware. Oh, see, yeah, that was a good call. We were becoming aware.
You're right again.
No, I mean, this time it wasn't psychic. I just took a wild-ass guess. DBRH, come on. I mean, that's just sort of logic, you know? Anyway, but what we had was this whole, sometimes you can't just take everything and make it psychic. I mean, you could, but then you'd be blowing smoke. You got to say it where it's at. But I mean, but what we did, what was so strange was about a year and a half in, I think it was about, 2007. No, it was 2009. It was February 2009. I remember this. Dad had been going through seizures and stuff, and we'd been going through lots of hospital visits at the time. And we had gotten him home, and I was sitting in the den with him. And we've had a lot of activity in the den, everything from doors opening themselves and closing. It just happened again the other day, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mom was in there, and the door opened itself and closed itself right in front of her early in the morning while she was watching TV. She's going, okay. And she got up and checked, and there was nobody there. And it's that same door. It just opens itself and closes itself. And you can hear the lock moving and everything. Oh, yeah. So, but this...
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Okay.
We know who it is.
I'm seeing something, though, but I'll talk to you about it after the show.
Well, what happened was I was sitting there, and the last thing on my mind was anything paranormal happening in front of my father and me. And he was sitting in a chair that was looking towards the TV set with his back to the wall, where there was the window, and I'm facing towards him. And when all of a sudden I look up, and you know those balances, that you have, that the old like 70s style balances. My mother got rid of these, the next year after, but they were the kind of a tan, woven material,
right.
And they're kind of thick. And then you move them, and they have big panels.
Yeah.
So we had those. And they were close, so we weren't. He was sensitive to the light still, and so what we ended up doing was, they were closed, and I'm looking at him, and the next thing I know, I watch this thing materialize through the valance, through that whole curtain area, come through, and it looks like, for all the world, like Casper the Friendly Ghost, the older ghosts, the three ghosts that
really.
This thing looked just like that, pudgy, and it had a kind of a grotesque face, and it looked at me and smiled. And I'm looking at my father, I'm talking with him, and then this thing just pops through. I have my mind on nothing like that. And it pops through, and I'm sitting there going, what the? And I know my face went white, And it smiles and nods, and then it goes right back in where it came from. And I'm like, oh, crap, what's this? So I end up going back and talking to Mom about it. And I mentioned, you know, and I mentioned, I saw something strange going on. I don't know what, if you'll see anything, but just be aware there's some strange things happening. And I didn't quite tell her what. She wanted to know, and I said, we'll just wait and see. The next day, she went out and was sitting in the den. This time, the window was open. She looks outside, broad daylight, and there's a large black round shape that is sitting there, floating around outside the window, right near Dad again. Outside.
In the window.
Yeah, the
outside.
The window was closed.
Next to the entryway.
It
coming
was
into your house.
No,
right?
No, is that, you know, the window outside? You know, when you go into the den, you were in there today, and off to the right.
Right.
There's that window there.
Well, the porch is right near that, right?
Yeah. Well, the porch. If you went further to, it's the window just
right.
The den window.
I told you I was feeling something in between them.
Yeah. That's the spot.
Yeah.
That's the spot where we have a lot of activity with him. And so it you know what I'm saying in you know for Deborah is that these things do happen and they do manifest and let me go back to the reading there because I mean we got kind of off, but the grayish forms and things like that that's a real common sort of thing. Now I don't know about this prophetic man that saw you having the vision, but if you let's just say this if you saw that, I'm sure you probably had other things happen. With particular events in your life, and you may see more of these. This time of year, it's real common for these things to happen. Carrie, I see you out there dialed in. So if you want me to answer for that, just press the one. And 814 is also you have not pressed a one, so I'm not.
And
we can
chat with Carrie.
We can chat with Carrie. It's morning there in South Africa.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Should we have a cup of tea in South Africa?
I think we should.
South Africa. I love South Africa.
I think we should go visit Carrie.
We should. I'll row.
Just unannounced.
Can't afford the ticket right
just,
now. We'll just
unannounce. We'll just show up at her front door.
We'll get in a rowboat. We'll row to South
I'll
Africa.
I'll let you row to South Africa.
I'll rig a sail. I'll rig a solar sail. All right. Okay. Yeah. Carrie's like, you'll roll. Golly. Golly. Gee willigers. All right. I see, who do we got? We got Boat Mom. That's a new name. I've seen that name before. And the last song today is here. All right. I'm going to go ahead and answer Carrie just to see if she'll.
You're going to put her on the spot.
Well, why not? She dialed in. Might as well put her on the spot.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, Carrie.
Poor thing.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hello, Carrie.
Hey, Brenda.
Hi.
So, did you have a good sleep?
No, I didn't sleep at all.
You didn't sleep at all? You've been up all this time?
Yep.
What are you? You're not quite human.
Nope.
I think you're going to find a lot of your friends are not quite human, John.
That explains a lot. Oh, dear God, there's not. We're just between the worlds waiting, right?
I put on my wings today.
You put on your wings? Well, yeah. Say hi to Angela for me. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Can you EVP her for me?
Actually, I mean, and I gave you a lesson on EVP, so when you're ready to do that, yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I want to see what we can pull out. I actually do, I'm doing readings now for folks, and I just read Carrie today, but I'm the other thing, too, is kind of giving advice to people on EVP, and I'll throw this out there. A lot of people just think they can go out and you throw a tape recorder down and you record hours and hours. Don't do that. Do like 15 minutes and then and listen to it. And if you don't have anything, yeah, she does have the giggles. It's like a disease. I don't know. I've got the giggles.
Hey, be nice.
No.
I do too. That's why she and I are a bad combination.
Got a case of the giggles. They've got injections for that. Yeah, they give people the giggles.
Can they give me medication for it?
Giggle. Actually, it's
they
safer.
Try.
Giggles in a jar.
Giggles in a jar.
You spoon it out and you eat it. You know.
Sometimes in a jar.
Giggles. I love giggles. They're fun. Yes. But the thing with EVP is if you just take a standard audio recorder and you do think you're having spiritual activity going on, just do 10 to 15 minutes, and put it down, ask your question, and then walk away. Or if you want to stay with it, stay there and ask the question every 20, 30 minutes, or not minutes, seconds, excuse me, 20 or 30 seconds, and then go on to the next question. And then play it back. And if you do hear like a low voice or something that sounds scratchy, it's probably an EVP. And if you're not able to do the audio analysis, find somebody who can do it for you.
Scratchiness? Oh my God. Then I got something, I think.
You do have something?
I don't know. I've got to check it again. I heard some scratchiness.
Yeah, that's real common. I mean, what you'll get is, and if you find that clip, that spot, and just send it to me, and I'll see what I can do to run analysis on it, because it's that's the general form that these things take. The other thing that's happening, it's funny, Carrie, I was talking about it with you this morning, and then many others have had this happen. Oh, I see Dan's here. Dan, by the way, Dan, before I jump into everything else, Dan, dude. I got the seeds, man, and they're not the illegal ones. Okay? Dude, I got the seeds.
That's what you would have announced on the radio.
Not the drugs, man.
Got the seeds, man.
Be very careful saying that on air.
No. What it is he got sundew seeds. They're kind of a... See, I grow carnivorous plants. You never would have known. Yes, I have plants.
Does not surprise me.
You remember that? What was that movie with
Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hello.
Are you Rick Moranis?
That's it.
Yeah.
I have a plant.
I knew that.
I have a 25-foot Venus flytrap.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Anyway.
Betty.
Yeah,
it's named Betty.
And where do you keep Betty?
I really want you to stay away from it. I don't like it to eat my friends. It just like to attract people who deserve to be eaten by them. No. Anyway. Dan sent me the seeds, and Dan, I've got them. So what happened was Mom had it in with her mail. And then it was discovered, and it was like, because poor Danny was like Facebook me every like 2 days. It was like, did you get the seeds yet? Did you get the seeds yet? And I'm like, I don't have any damn seeds. What is that? Finally, they materialized. Dan, I've got the friggin' seeds. So, yes, we're going to be growing seeds in the spring. I will be putting in a carnivorous garden of death, and it'll be wonderful. It's just,
I can't wait to see this garden of death. You need a sign that says John's Garden of Death.
Well, it's going to be great.
Things.
I'll have sundews. I'm going to have all those. I'm going to have these signs. Danger, keep out. This means you.
And then your miniature pumpkins along the side of that, right?
Yes, I'll have the miniature
pumpkins. Hey, we can have a UFO strip.
Oh, yes, we're going to have the carnivorous artichokes. Wow. They're
God,
getting
Jeff,
even.
The
artichokes have evolved. They're getting even back. I see this. It's wonderful.
Well, they do have those. I can point things on.
Yeah, well, they got pissed off, and now they're going to take us out. The carnivorous garden of death. Yeah. Yes, I was a peaceful medium at one time, and then I evolved to killing everything around me. It's true. Anyway, let's see. We are finally getting calls in, and I do have some poor soul. That actually wants a reading. Some poor pilgrim has wandered in. We've got to put on our
like
hats
ghost,
and do...
Like
this.
In Ghostbusters, we got one.
We got one! Carrie is with us now, and she's also on duty as a medium tonight, right?
Yay!
So it's a transcontinental pack of mediums here.
Pack
we're going
of
to be,
mediums.
It's a pack of mediums, or a pack of large, okay, or maybe smalls. I don't know. All right, so anyway, we're going to bring sea bass. Is it? I want to say sea bass. I don't know.
Sea bass.
Sea bass.
But I don't know. I'm usually wrong. You're the one that's usually right.
Okay, well, it's a Skype caller for sure. So we're going to bring sea bass on. Hello, Seabass. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, they call me Seabiscuit. Sorry about the Seabass.
no trouble.
Okay, man. So you guys are mediums or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Niggers!
Well, we got rid of that. I'm just going to put them on hold and watch it. That's more fun that way.
Wait, what?
I just decided I'm going to put them on hold and waste electrons. It's more fun this way. We'll just stare at Seabass. Hi, Seabass 0695. We're watching you. I'm not even going to hang up on him. I'm just watching him sit there. He can cuss all he wants out there.
Put him in the green room, John.
No, I've got him in the eternal zone of death.
He's in purgatory right now.
He's in purgatory.
Yes.
With my carnivorous plant.
Yes. In the garden of death.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is your name? What is your favorite color? Yeah. Okay, so we do not have a serious reading here. So we'll have a not
my
so
name
serious.
Is Siva. My favorite color is black.
You know, she should call in. The one that's messaging us right now. She should call in.
The one that says feed him to your card.
Exactly.
Well, that was my first point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nancy, you need to call us.
Yeah, I am totally enjoying this. Okay, we do have another caller. And we have one that actually had the Wavos to actually use a phone. Other than Carrie, who is internationally calling, so that is acceptable. But who actually has a real phone. And I need, you know what?
I need paper.
I need more paper.
I got.
There we go.
Are you sure that's not paper from something else that you need?
Oh, that's those are the numbers.
Yes, you need that. So
yes, I need that number.
That's not the right piece of paper.
No. I'll write on the back. It's okay. I can do that.
I just need to say, if you lose me on the phone, I'm very sorry. My internet provider kicked me off and I'm on my cell phone connection. So that's it until I get a credit card and then I can come back on.
No. We like you here. We like the, you know, because when I see that pop up, it's sort of like, there's this energy around it and there's like this. Happy yellow
we like
energy.
You, Carrie. That's what he's
that
trying to
there.
Say.
We're just saying we don't mind. It,
my
the way you
ISP call doesn't
it.
Like me today.
your who so, doesn't? Your husband? You got married?
My
I want to see what she'd do.
No wings around here.
She lured one in and trapped him. She caught one. It was a carnivorous garden of... never mind.
There.
I'm gonna die. Oh dear God. Okay. Well, we have a 317 and Seabass is sitting there listening in. I am just enjoying watching Seabass sit there. It's just so much fun. But we're gonna bring 317 on. Hey 317, you're on Soulstream. What's your name?
Hi.
And good to have you aboard.
Hi, thank you. My name is Jamie and I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
And I'm the last song today. That's me.
Okay.
So,
song
I don't
today.
Know what, am I supposed to ask or you tell me what to do?
To do for what? Are you looking for a
reading? Reading would be great.
Send all of your money here. Start with that. That'll work
right get on that. Hold on. Let me get my credit card.
Yay,
no,
I can recharge.
Woo. Carrie needs money. You're in a really generous mood tonight. We can see that.
Yes, I am.
What are you looking for? I mean, because we do mediumship. We generally do mediumship on show, but we're having a good time tonight.
Yeah, we are.
I think we should just go with it comes along.
Yeah, I can
okay.
Tell.
Including laughing. Oh, I feel so
you
bad.
Lost our friend.
I lost our special friend who we put on hold.
Your friend.
Oh,
Seabass
left, eh?
He got
bored.
Poor
Seabass.
He'll be back. There is life after purgatory.
I've been swimming.
You
found himself.
Well, either that or he just committed seppuku and it's over and we're free.
But my question is, while he was on hold, was he able to hear us making fun?
Oh yeah, he did. I totally enjoyed it. I have never done that to a listener before, but that guy deserved it. He was put in a special zone of death. I'm the master of the show. By God, I put him through.
You're the
it.
Judge.
Yeah, and he can come see my carnivorous card. Oh, we've got feet. That's right. Here, yo. Just stand right there. It's okay. Nothing will happen.
You're now kicking trolls.
I'm now kicking them out. We're just sending them. So anyway, back to our guest who is here, Jamie. Mm-hmm. What can we do for you tonight?
I guess just how about I ask a question about work. What's my work life going to be like? How about that?
Implying that you are currently employed.
Yeah.
Very good. It's a good guess, isn't
and,
it?
And that look came over my direction, so I know what's coming.
No, I'm not going to
do it. I always see that. Do you have children?
Janie? Hello, Janie?
Jane?
Yes, I'm still here.
Do you have children?
No.
This work that you're doing is just yes or no. The feeling I keep getting is, are you in some sort of sales position? Is this a sales job that you're doing?
No.
I'm just trying to. The feeling like I'm getting is. I'm trying to understand this. I mean, because it's.
Right now it's probably odd for you because something's going on right now with it. That might be what you're picking up.
I'm trying to get a feel for. Is there a lot of hostility? Don't tell me what it is. Is there a lot of hostility around you with this?
Yeah, there has been actually.
Okay. That's kind of the sense I get.
I'm actually feeling you moving into a different career very, very soon is what I'm feeling.
Maybe that's the thing with the kids you picked up into a... I don't know if you're interested in kids, if you like hanging around with kids.
Not particularly.
I'm seeing something in the clothing industry for some reason.
Really?
Maybe that's where you were picking up sales.
Well, I keep getting the feeling that there was two things I saw. Number one, I saw and I was trying to understand this because I saw lots of merchandise moving around. And I took it to mean that it was a working in store or working in some sort of selling of things. But the other thing I saw was like shipping.
You're kidding me. I've been trying to come up with my own idea. That is crazy. Last night I just came up with something that I want to invent and put on the market.
You really need to go with that. I'm feeling a very strong pull for you to do that, to be in your own business.
So the sales would have been you trying to sell your idea.
Yeah, because right now I'm on, I have mono right now. So I'm off of work and where you're picking up the children as I work. I work for kind of like Riley Hospital for Children, / an adult hospital.
Good,
they find. So that's where you're picking up the children.
Yeah, I was seeing a lot of children around you in the beginning.
Wow.
Are you doing some sort of medical type thing with these children? I mean, are you directly involved in it, or are you a little more remote from it?
I'm totally away from it.
So are you in a more of an office type position?
No. I am, what I do is I'm actually built with the instruments that they do surgery on the kids and adults.
Oh, so you are involved in you're in the medical part. You're just not close to the people.
Correct.
So do you work with a lot of radiation, or is it just your mind ticking over a lot, because I'm feeling a lot of intensity around you.
You're seeing a lot of what? I'm sorry?
I'm feeling a lot of intensity around you. Do you work around, like, intensity? Do you work in, like close by a radiation department? Or is your mind very busy? Obviously, you've been thinking about these thoughts, but I'm just, what I'm seeing is, like, very intense, almost confusion.
I think the confusion is the people.
Okay.
The confusion is not the actual work, and that's what I don't like about the work. There's no mental thought there for me.
Simulation. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So the thing that you're doing, I mean, the work itself, the job that you're doing well with it, well enough with it. You're getting good reviews. Your work's, you know, up to snuff. Everything's good there, correct?
Yeah.
And what I'll say with this is this: given this economy, with all the things going on, if you're doing an ample job with it right now, view what you're doing as a bridge to something else. But don't get rid of what you're doing right off the bat. Go ahead and use it as a bridge to develop to what the next thing is. Is there someone else there that's having the same kind of feelings you are, that you're talking with? Is there another person that does the same sort of work or is in proximity to you that you've been talking with, I feel like there's general dissatisfaction. The thing I keep getting is there's general dissatisfaction kind of in and around your whole department.
It's a very unhappy place is what I'm feeling.
It is very true. There's two of us off work sick because I think the stress has just become unbelievable. So, yeah.
I would say this. If you follow your dream, I mean, it's like what I'm doing right now. I've worked 27 years in the job I'm in, and things are looking really iffy right now with where we're at. And I'm okay. I mean, if this happens, I'm actually good for quite some time. I've made preparations. I'm as ready as I can be. But I'm working on my own business. You know, I'm starting a media company, you know, and I'm projecting 3 years to really get it going and get things moving and then taking part-time work or do whatever I have to do to continue on while I'm building this up. And the economy will start to turn around, I think, in late 2012 into 2013. So just be aware, you know, what you're trying to do is use this dissatisfaction you have as a seed to jump forward. Because I've had the same inner feeling of, like, this isn't quite right, something's got to give, you know. And that's the little thing inside your soul that says, I need to change.
Right. I'm going through the same thing myself.
Yeah. And so it's good that you're having that dissatisfaction. But don't go in and sabotage the work you have right now that's providing income and providing what you need to go on with your life, you know, and continue to survive it. But, I mean, you just had this idea last night, right?
Yeah. It was weird you guys picked it up. I mean, I've been having this idea for some time, but I actually started writing it down and putting it on paper. And I had a friend, and we were talking about it, and we were, like, bouncing stuff off of each other. And it was, like, it was coming to, like, a full thought, finally, you know, like, wow, this could really happen.
Well, I took and did a full business plan and wrote down everything as to what, and I did sectors, you know, because I've got, you know, I do the mediumship, I do the, I do writing, I do voiceover work, yes, I have a radio voice, and I'm actually going to be doing meditation tapes for sale.
Right.
I've got several, you know, and I'm an application developer. I write programs, so I'm interested in writing for the Droid and for Apple, you know, for the Apple iPhones.
Wow.
So I'm looking at a whole range of options. But what and the thing you do is, you know, you take it one step at a time. You know, like the first sector I'm paying attention to is meditation tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting. I'm going to be producing meditation. I just before you came in here, Brenda, the computer you're in front of right now, that's the main recording console, and I've got a multi-track recorder all set up and ready to go, and I've got my script written, and I've got my music selected, and Wow. I'll be recording. I've already got part of it set up. I'll be doing the voiceover this week after work. I come in and start voiceover.
Wow.
So I mean, that's what, you know, that's what I'm pointing out to, you know, to you, Janie, is that this, you know, don't make it so complicated that you can't get started soon.
Yeah.
Do something that you can get moving on and actually start building, you know, get a product and get, you know, get something moving with it and see it actually happening. You know, get out there and do it. And that's to the anybody else that's got an idea of doing a business, is be as detailed as you can, but don't get into analysis paralysis. Get in and actually start making it happen, because you're going to fall a lot during on the way. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes.
The best thing
I think advertisement.
What's that?
Advertisement's key.
It definitely is.
Yeah, it is. And but getting in and making the mistakes and trying things. There's a lot of people who will have grand ideas and they'll do all kinds of planning, and then 10 years later they still haven't done the product. So, you know, it's a matter of get pretty detailed, take your best shot and kind of eyeball it, and then you're gonna go out there and actually start initiating pieces of it, and you're gonna fall all over the place. But you'll be farther ahead of the guy who sits around and tries to do it perfect the first time. And I really get with you, the sense I get with you is you've got the inner drive to do it. It's just going to take hard work. And it means that when you get off work, the next stage of your job just continues. So you have your second job.
Right.
And that's how I'm looking at it. I've got two jobs now.
But you've taken the first step by writing everything down. That is a great movement for the beginning, is to sit down and just write your ideas out. And the thing is it is going to get difficult, but you don't want to give up. You want to keep pursuing and keep your energy in your ideas.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good thought. And you see something coming new soon? Is that correct? And you said maybe merchandise, or?
I was definitely seeing some kind of a career in merchandising. I think you and I were kind of picking up the same.
Yeah, I was getting sales, and that's why I thought, well, she's in a sales job now. I mean, I'm getting that selling. I mean, did you you're a college graduate, or did you take college?
I'm sorry.
Did you go through college?
Did I go through?
Did you, did
that
you,
one more time. I can't.
Did you take? Were you in college at any point earlier?
Oh no, I have not went to college yet. Now. And I've been trying to figure that out as well.
I really feel like the reason I'm asking this is marketing, strong marketing. Any classes in beginning business and some marketing might not hurt you, even if you do something online.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying is, if you haven't had the training, then go ahead and go through it, because I'm going through marketing training. I'm going to be actually going to learn how you market products. So, I mean, that's one of my classes I've got in the next year or so. I can kind of wing it, you know, and I'm going to, but I know I'm going to benefit from the training. So,
yes, that's a good idea, because I don't even know where to begin, and that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, I don't even know where to begin.
There's a lot of great stuff online, though. If you start looking online for small business ideas, and I mean, just you have to kind of filter out a lot of it. But if you just start reading and doing research and the things that you feel comfortable with, then write those ideas down and start mapping out the direction.
That sounds like a great idea. Yeah, that's better than I ever thought. Okay.
And what's also a good idea is if you're in like a shopping center and you can go to a bookstore and you can just look through general bookshelves and you can see, okay, well, this is this section and that section. Okay, I'm going more over to this section. What does the business section say? This is Donald Trump's book and that's whoever's book and that, okay, I don't like his morals or whatever he says and that guy and that one. And just start looking through the books. You don't necessarily have to buy them. Flip through them and see what they've got, and maybe look through online, take a few web addresses down and go and look through them online, and just take some time and get some leads off, and most websites will have a link, suggested links And go and have a look at those and see what you pick up.
Okay, that's great. So much great information.
Is your mother still here on Earth?
Yes.
Then, do you have siblings?
I do. I have a twin.
That's okay. That is there. So you have just the one twin, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, there was no, but there was no other siblings.
No, not as far as I know of.
Okay. I'm trying to make sense of why I got this. So I didn't catch. You know, I wrote down mother and sibling, and I'm just sitting there going, "What? Why am I picking this up?" Is your twin, your twin sister, is truly a twin? It's not just a. You're both look alike.
We don't look a lot alike. I mean, we're fraternal.
Mm-hmm.
But people say we look like sisters. I mean, we both have blonde hair, blue eyes. That's about as far as I identify us.
Trying to get what this is about. Why am I picking up on this? Your mother lives close to you?
Yes.
Was there a grandparent that passed not long ago? I'm trying to make sense of what I'm getting here.
I'm wondering if you're picking up on my grandma.
Yeah, I'm going grandmother. I'm getting. Did your grandmother pass in the last 5 years?
No.
Is this like a? Is this? I'm trying to understand what this is about. They're talking.
Is it a man or is it a woman?
I'm feeling female.
I'm feeling female, and I'm trying to make sense of this because it's this spirit came through. And I was talking about your mother and then the siblings. And I was trying to make sense of what I think that what it was trying to get through to me was about the twins. So that, you know, I probably misinterpreted. But I'm trying to, this woman steps forward, says this, and then just shuts up. And I'm going, well, what do you want? did your mother go through an illness recently?
Yeah, she did. She had a seizure.
Oh, that's what's going on. Okay, now, this seizure, was it, I mean, they got it under control, obviously. She's doing better.
Yeah.
What, this was a complete out of the blue bolt of lightning.
Yeah.
Well,
that's exactly how the seizure was.
Your grandmother, now I know the 5 year thing. Four or 5 years prior to that, was there some event that happened with your mother?
Four or five years ago.
Some sort of medical or accident event? Something.
She broke her leg bone.
Something happened with this that kick started this other process.
Oh, about her whole brain. Well, she had, when everybody had the really bad flu, what was that, SARS? She got it.
She got SARS?
Yeah.
Your grandmother, so your grandmother's been gone a long, long time, right? I mean, we're talking 20 years?
Yes, she's been deceased for a while, yes.
Okay. Your grandmother was there through all of this with your mother, and your mother may or may not remember this, but your grandmother was right there next to her through all this and was with you guys through this thing, and that's why she's stepping forward. There's another male next to her.
There is a male, yeah.
And I'm trying to make sense of who this guy is.
Oh my God.
Because I don't know that it's your grandfather. I don't know that this is your grandfather. I'm feeling like this is an uncle energy.
I'm feeling younger too. This was a younger uncle. Was he? And I'm getting a military feeling with him.
Military. Okay.
There,
I don't have an. Okay, go ahead.
Is there, I'm going with Uncle Energy, but I'm forgetting my basic training. Jeez, ask him. Okay, here's the screen. I haven't done it in a couple of weeks, so I lost all that knowledge, I guess. So I'm going to ask him. And now the one thing he's starting to work with me now. Now the thing I keep getting with this guy is your mom. Is he on your mom's side? No, he's not. He's on your dad's side. And this guy is on your dad's side, and he dies in some kind of non-standard way. He didn't have disease. It feels like accident.
Mm.
And this is a ways back, and he's showing me himself younger.
Mm.
This goes back
quite a ways. What I'm seeing is a farm. I'm seeing a farm, if I may cut in. And sorry, my birds are interjecting. And I'm seeing one of the old...
You can hear that now?
It's not the fire. The fire image is coming through. It's South Africa.
This is a big fire.
I told us.
Harry?
You heard that?
No, why?
I'm here.
Oh, God. I almost screwed myself.
That must have been the birds that you've been talking about, Carrie.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus, it's like an Alfred Hitchcock.
Wow, the spirit is really strong.
Sitting there trying to read, and I've got cockatoos in the damn studio. Okay. Jeez, Carrie, you couldn't have anything like a pet tortoise or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to destroy your reading there. I'm sorry, Janie.
That was great. It was like really serious. Like,
Batman. I'm going to try.
You always want that in the middle of the reading. What the hell is that?
I can read anything.
It had a reason, I believe. I'm sure it did.
Did your grandmother have a great sense of humor?
Yes.
Okay, well, she's okay. Yeah, I need life, because right now what she thinks. What the hell? Did you just see that on the chat room?
I've been reading.
Holy crap. I mean, the chat room's even gone nuts. It's control tonight.
I know.
You people are... Oh, Nancy... Well, Nancy just had an earthquake in Oakland. Get ready in East Bay. Earthquake in East Bay.
Oh,
and we, any second here, we're about 100 miles west, so we may be feeling something. 727. Ooh. And it may be a matter of seconds we feel that. So I don't know. It may or may not be.
It was Carrie's birds.
Damn birds.
Yeah, they knew.
Damn birds.
If you want to crush them.
Carrie's earthquake birds.
From South Africa.
Okay, hang on. We got it. Okay, Nancy, serious, though. She says, just had another tremor.
Oh,
so whatever's going on, yeah, and that's in Oakland area is where Nancy's at.
Are you okay, Nancy?
Nancy, really, if things get bad, let me know. We'll put you up here.
We'll put you up here.
Yeah, but, California, we have a lot of quakes. I mean, just due east of us, the Sierra Nevada is Reno. And we were feeling quakes there. There was a six pointer about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we every so often I'll be sitting there working on my computer, and all of a sudden I'll feel the chair jump, and it's another 4 pointer that comes through. So yeah,
nice. I mean, in that chair over there, right?
No, I'll be up there in the other. No, not the massage chair.
I'm just kidding. In the massage chair while I was trying to do a reading for him.
It was,
and
it was pounding my back. And so
he's
reading. It's pounding my back. And I'm going, hi, how are you?
Sitting in a chair that's vibrating.
It would have been great during an earthquake. I would have never known. Anyway, under God.
Please,
Anyway, I'm going to try to take this scene because, I mean, your grandmother is so patient, and your this male spirit is still there. And
are
he's
you
looking
kidding?
At us like, hell is wrong with
come
people?
On, what are we laughing about? What are
you doing? He's actually quite a nice chap. I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't know his name. I don't know much beyond that he's on your dad's side. He passes, I think, in the last 20 to 25 years. Is my guess at this, because he's not being specific, but he passes in some kind of accident, and he's either in the direct family or he's remote family, but I do feel accident with him.
Okay,
and
did he have,
with,
was he in a wheelchair?
He's not in a wheelchair now.
I don't.
He's coming forward as in a young in a younger form, but it's a possibility that he was later in life.
Are you catching what I'm saying?
Yeah, I am.
Are you sure it's not my father?
Why? What happened with your dad?
My dad died when I was 8, and he was only 32 when he died.
Did he get an accident?
Well, from what they say, he got strep throat, and then he got kidney failure, and they did a kidney transplant on him. And then, from what I'm told, is that he died from cirrhosis of the liver because it was in the 70s and they didn't know how to take care of it and they gave him too much medicine. And that's what he died from.
So this was sort of accidental.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I was misreading it. I was thinking he had a car accident or something. You know, very well could be because...
I've been seeing a car accident, though, too. There's someone around that was involved in a car accident because that's come through very strongly to me, too.
Go ahead.
I think that's my brother-in-law's father. He was killed instantly, and this was just in the last 3 years.
Brain damage.
All right, and brother-in-law, okay, that kind of an uncle-y energy, then that fits.
Was he law enforcement or military or anything?
He was a minister.
A minister, okay.
Did
so my brother-in-law was in the Navy, and so was my sister.
Did someone do detective work?
All I know is that he's with. All I know is this. I mean, oh, we're back to that. I refuse to give it. I will not do it. I will ignore the birds. I can't help it. I can't. But. I think that's what's been confusing me with this because I've gotten elements of both men, and so I think we've had three show up and you know three individuals. Your dad then is with your grandmother, and then I was picking up on this other, and so there's actually three individuals that are with you at this point. Your grandmother, did your grandmother have like a business or was she an inventive sort of person?
She's an Avon lady.
So she had a business, and she was out selling and doing things.
Yeah.
She's going to be with you on this one. You know,
she's very strong. There's a very loving energy around her.
I feel her all the time, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you'd had, after she passed, you had some things happen. That would have been like direct after death communication, but she also does things. Was she in the perfume? You know, obviously, Avon. She was in the perfume.
I was just gonna say
I was just gonna say, did you smell some of the perfume?
Oh my gosh, I smell her perfume.
I've been smelling like a really faint kind of a rose type.
I'm
of
smelling scent. Something here in the studio.
Yeah, I am
and
too.
You know what? The only time I smell it is when she doesn't like a guy I'm dating.
Really?
Honestly.
So are you dating?
No, I'm not dating right now, no. But that's when I know she's around me. Because she always was very distinct about the guy she didn't like when I dated him. She would be very strong about, I don't like him.
Okay.
Well, she's basically in a role of kind of not so much a guide, but a protector role. And she's around you, and she's real supportive of you. The fact she's coming through tonight, you're sensitive.
Yeah.
You've got psychic gifts.
I do.
Your family has psychic gifts.
You know what? Nobody admits it but me.
Yeah,
it
well, sorry.
Sounds like my family.
Yeah. No, sorry. They're scared by it, but guess what? They have it. And would this be mom's sign?
Yes, mom's sign.
Your grandmother had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my grandmother tried to show me, but she didn't show me in a way that I understood at my age.
Well, what I'd say is that this is kind of opening up a whole set of new potentials for you.
Okay.
Be willing to explore, you know, explore a lot more about yourself. And you, obviously, you know a bit about this.
Yeah.
So you know, I would say this: do the business stuff. You know, I mean, Brenda and I have both kind of offered you, because we're both, I mean, we both are mediums. We do all these different things, and yet we're serious business people. We get serious dreams and things we're really going after. I really think your grandmother is just going to be right there with you through the whole thing. Now, your dad is obviously interested in this process, too. Your dad, you didn't know your dad all that well, correct? I mean, you know.
No, I was 8. Old.
I suspect
I've mourned over him all my life,
I would suspect you're going to be having some contact with him more, and there will be. Did he keep diaries, or did he keep some sort of book of his life?
You know, he taught. He was a teacher, so you know, I don't know what all is out there, but I remember that when he died. I mean, I was quite little, but I do remember that there was a lot of things that were written, but I didn't get to see everything because, of course, you know, my mom didn't show us everything. But there was cards from little kids and all kinds of stuff. So I'm sure he wrote, you know, he had something that he wrote stuff down. And
yeah, I would say this: try to find those materials. But the other thing to wait to get to know your father. Without having, you know, without meeting him in person per se, is, you know, open up your abilities. That's one thing. Another is going to be is to go around with a tape recorder. Believe it or not, I'm writing a book about mediumship, and specifically my own experiences. And I went and started interviewing my mother the other day. So I took one of my EVP recorders and went. Well, it's really designed to do interviews. So I went and interviewed my mother, and I found out more stuff that I never knew. Here I am. I'm 52 years old, and I'm finding out things from my 70, you know, 5-year-old mother that has just like blown my mind. I mean, she just was like, "Oh yeah, and here's this little thing you didn't know, and here's this whole thing," and I'm going, "What the hell?" So what I'm saying is go in and start interviewing family members about your dad, you know, and who remembers what, and I think you'll find a lot of things out. Yeah, even with people maybe who got these stories secondhand. It's how you'll find out more about him. And he's kind of really pushing on this. So I tend to think that while
though?
You have this
Just about everybody that he was related to is deceased.
There would be stories, though, that he would have told somebody, right? And the coworkers? Would there be coworkers that he worked with that are still around?
You know? I don't know. And my mom remarried, and that's a sore spot with her. So.
Well, it's not fair to you.
No,
who is
not.
The daughter to be denied your heritage of your history?
True.
Yeah. I mean, I really feel like there's something in the stories. This reason I'm pushing this is there's something in the stories about him that's going to benefit you, that explains certain parts of yourself that you've had questions about. And I really, I just strongly get this sensation that it will do you good, even if it doesn't pan out. You're going to find out more about yourself in the process. But what I really feel like is there's something out there that hasn't been discovered. And I think that you're going to find it, you know, there is someone that knows of him. And the only way you're going to know anything is build a database and go try to find that. And I think that you will find some, you know, some people that do know of him. Even if you find the papers, that's going to illustrate a lot, okay?
Okay.
You know, and not only that, if you find written papers, you have a little piece of something that was of him.
I know.
Right.
I have nothing of him. I have nothing of him. And I've mourned him. I mean, I have literally mourned him for years. I loved that man so much, even though I was little. When he died, it was like I lost everything because my mom and my sister were really close, and he was like, you know, you have one that looks up to the mother, one looks up to the father, and the father was the figure I looked up to. So, yeah. And nobody has ever seen him when I've had readings done. Nobody.
You are
the first.
You know what might be, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
I know a lot of teachers, and there are a couple that have passed away that they actually created Facebook pages for them as sort of a memorial so that anybody that was a student of theirs could write things on the Facebook page in memory of them. You might want to think about doing that.
Good idea.
Because you would be surprised how many students he actually did touch during his time as a teacher.
And
it would be good for you to connect with some of them because they would have the best memories of him.
That's true.
And Mystic, that's Brenda. She's our regular medium. Yes, she's.
I'm one of your regulars.
One of the regular mediums. the one thing that I was going to ask is, was he elementary school? Was this an elementary school that he taught at?
Yes. Yes, and I think from what I remember, they were not. There was something wrong with them. They weren't. Maybe they were slow.
So he was like a special education teacher.
Right. Something to that effect. Now, I'm not real sure about that, but I'm thinking it was something like that.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to be able to find out quite a bit. And another thought that you would might get you started is to consult with a private investigation firm.
Okay.
And you may be able to find out, have them do a background investigation, and they may be able to pull up old information on him, and it'll give you a starting point. Because if it goes that far back, there'll still be records that are computerized that'll be in things that they could pull up that will point you the right way. The other thing is to you know the date of his death, and there would have been an obit, and in the obituary there would have been some critical information that probably is there that you can use also to help launch you forward. Historical societies will tend to have the resources to help you with that. I found out a bunch of stuff about my grandmother that I didn't know when I was doing my research on my great-grandmother on my mom's side. And I found where she had been buried because we lost track. I didn't know where she had been. So, I found this information, and it was really helpful. So I hope we've given you enough to go on because you've got an exceptional story here.
I mean, seriously. You guys have helped me so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
I would definitely pursue the business idea.
Yeah.
Definitely pursue that.
Thank you. You guys have been extremely great.
All right, Jane.
And everyone out there should know. I mean, you guys are for real.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm channeling the spirit of Elvis right now. Well, I feel it. Well, hey, tell you what, when you get some more news on that, come back on and give us a call and let us know. We love to hear how these things turn out.
I will definitely do that. And
okay,
I will be following you guys, so I'll definitely let you know.
We love
you
too.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. Let's see. I have a couple of folks to send on their way to the other side right here.
I want to talk to Carrie's bird.
Carrie's bird. The bird. I can see her running on some hill with the birds chasing her. We saw Africa. And Alfred Hitchcock is in there.
It would be amazing.
All right,
that would be a good plot for a movie.
Oh, good God. We've got a bunch of callers. I'm surprised it started picking up here tonight. And so we are going to go ahead and take the 814 caller, and then I see you 818, and we have an 817. And then I see I know who the 217 is. Hi, Judith. Hello, Judith. You out there. We love you, Judith. All right, so we're going to bring 814. You're on Soulstream. Welcome, and what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, it's Terry from PA. You were talking about home.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
When we were looking for homes, I said I didn't want to buy a house that somebody died in because I didn't want it haunted. We built our house. My house is haunted.
But my house is haunted, too.
It's the property. It's not the house, it's the property.
We share haunted home, every single one of us.
Yes.
What does that make us?
Because I have a spirit of mine, too.
We are the haunted.
We are the haunted. Well.
So what can we do for you, my friend?
Well, I was just calling in to tell you that, yeah, we have a haunted house, too, and we built because I said it wasn't fine.
Oh, yeah. We want to go.
I forgot what he asked for.
I totally forgot all about this haunted homes. So tell us about your haunt.
Well, I don't hear it, but I've had people say they want to talk to me. There's a female in the house, and outside you'll see a shadow walking past my deck. But my kids will say they hear me yelling for them.
Oh,
and
my oldest
son says that he was here one day cleaning his car, had his stereo on. I know it wasn't low. I mean, we live in the middle of nowhere. It was loud, blasting. And he kept hearing, "Bradley, Bradley." And finally he just screamed, "What do you want?" And it stopped. They're constantly hearing me yell for them when I'm not here.
Is this an older
home? When I'm here, they hear me and I just say, "No."
So it's where are you at exactly?
Pennsylvania.
So that would be fairly. There's a lot of history all through Pennsylvania. So it would have been an older home, or someone died in that immediate vicinity, and that sounds like an earthbound lot.
I'm feeling a fire. Was there a fire ever on your property?
When we bought it, off of my stepfather's father, and it was all woods. We cleared off enough to get in, put a yard in, and house and stuff. But it was just trees here. And my stepfather said that he cut it off a few years ago.
It sounds female. It's mimicking your voice. So it's quite aware. It's an intelligent haunt.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
She's an older woman. I see her with, she has kind of a crocheted shawl that she wears. It's a light pink color, and her hair is kind of a grayish color, and it's up in a bun. And she does, she's outside. She doesn't go into your house. She's definitely outside.
No, I'm not picking up any, you're the one on this one, because I am not getting anything beyond the sense that it's harmless. I don't sense anything bad here. It just seems like she's interested in you.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
There's something with the rocks, though, outside. She's saying something about do you have, like, a large pile of rocks outside?
I do. I have a heart-shaped flower bed that I cemented rocks together.
What? Is there an old mill nearby? Going back quite a ways, like an old mill or type of structure like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's something to do with, it has something to do with, farming and some sort of processing of food. And this woman, that's kind of what I'm being shown by, and it's not the woman herself. I'm getting this from just a source I don't even understand yet, but this, what I'm being given is that this was some sort of food production thing, and this woman died of a disease. She dies of some kind of disease. I'm feeling like this is flu.
The message that I'm getting is she really just wants you to acknowledge that you know that she's there. That's all she really wants, is just acknowledgement. So even if you I don't know, John's the one that can pull names. I'm not really good with names. But even if you just go, like when you walk outside, just kind of lightly say hello or something to her, just so that she knows that you're acknowledging that she's there. That's all that she really wants. But she's very drawn to flowers. So where you have your flower bed, she's very drawn to that.
Okay.
Is there a lot of German communities in Pennsylvania? Is there a strong German connection to Pennsylvania? But I mean, I don't
know.
Well,
my grandfather was German. I really don't know. I know that down east by York and that, there's a lot of, like, the Pennsylvania Dutch and that.
Okay, that would be, yeah, this is a Germanic, this woman's Germanic in origin. She has a German name.
Actually, I'm getting something like Dorothy or Dottie.
But there's a last name that's like something with a Berg or something like that. The last name is like that, and I think you'll find if you research the historical literature going back, you may find a name. I'm getting something like Kohlberg or K-O-H-L. And this woman dies of like a flu-like disease. I think there were a lot of other people that had this happen. So I think this is Spanish influenza. I think this is early part of the 20th century that the region was not, you know, industrialized, and that she passes from this, and she's aware she's dead, but she lost her whole family.
Yeah, she had children, so that's why she's drawn to your children.
Yeah.
Okay.
The notion of you acknowledging her, and not only that, during holidays, acknowledge her, bring her in, and actually set a place at the table. We do that here with my family for family members and friends who've passed on, and bring them in and make them part of our holiday. And it's a gesture that's very appreciated from the other side. Mm-hmm. And even Earthbounds, when they're brought in and they're treated with respect, and you talk to them and do a prayer for them, that's the other thing you can do for her. You can pray for her and mm-hmm. pray that she eventually, you know, finds her way, you know, to the light. And you can actually ask her. Go out and have a talk with her, woman to woman, and talk about, you know, what it must have been like for her. And you'll find that as soon as we said that, the mind map turned a perfect shade of purple. Oh, yeah, and the birds go crazy. The birds are going crazy. The birds. But,
They're waking up.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a really sensitive situation. I mean, she hasn't really appeared to you, though.
No.
But
she wants me, but not nobody. She doesn't want the others, but she yells at the kids.
Yeah, I think that you're going to have your experiences with her. If you go out and have a talk with her,
mm-hmm.
she may make appearances. Don't be surprised if you see things out of the corner of the eye, especially this time of year. The veil is fairly thin. You may start having dreams. And you may start getting names that pop into your head, or songs, or, you know, just be on the lookout. And she may start to communicate with you in ways that you're not aware of, you know, right? You know, that you just don't associate normally with that. But it'll seem out of the ordinary, and then you'll start to realize, wait a minute, this isn't quite right. And then you'll start to understand. Keep a journal, and not only of the contacts you have, but those of your family, and you'll start seeing a larger pattern. Okay. All right. Well, hell.
I did sage my house, and I had sold it around everything.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I did it wrong, but my dog went crazy for like 45 minutes to an hour, running from door to door to door to barking.
Wow.
Saging doesn't drive away. I've never known it to drive away good spirits.
No.
It's generally for the negative energies. This is a good spirit. This is not a nasty spirit. There, you may have a few, astral entities that may have been trying to play around, you know. But saging, I don't think there's any way to really do it wrong. It's just wave it around and just think good thoughts and do prayers, you know, whatever makes you comfortable. The big thing is just to go out and do it, and then just really project white light, white energy. Whatever belief system you have, use that. I just saged yesterday, and I was just going around just saying, you know, this is for the good of the home, this is for the good of my family. I'm just inviting good energies in, and all will be well. And that's about all I had to say. So there's no wrong way. No, not at all.
Yeah, I just said my house is haunted, and I kept saying I want a haunted house.
Well, you got it, and you did get it.
Yeah, careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I mean, you'll find that you'll develop a relationship, and once that's established, you'll find it a lot more, and it's actually can be a very touching relationship you can have, and they can even be helpful to you. So let it evolve, and it'll take on its own character. You know, just the things to watch for. If it starts becoming hostile, then it's time to get clergy in, okay? Or paranormal team.
This one's not getting going to
but
get
it's not, I, no, it's not going to be a problem.
This one's very sweet.
But yeah, I just
house,
get into here.
The house was blessed. I had a Catholic priest up to bless the house. And while I was here, I had him hit my car because my car was wrecked 3 times within a month. And it's still here.
Yeah, no, it's that would have been the blessing was for only good things to come through. So
yeah.
She stayed, and so you have this wonderful haunt. We have here at my home. We have my uncle Mike, who passed in 2003, who comes in and helps watch over my father, who has had a stroke and has his own challenges. We have several other spirits who come through, and we have guardians who seem to be a higher force who come through and maintain a watch over the home. And we also have the odd earthbound spirit. Two of them are left. One of them we did help cross over, named Anna, last July, and sent her on her way, and she's been back to visit once. But I've got a couple of jokers out there who are refuse to cross over, who like to play tricks on me, and they think it's funny out in the garden, and I'm well aware of them. And now they kind of got tired of me because I wouldn't talk to them. So that's our haunt. I mean, you've got the rainbow spirit thing going on with you.
The rainbow spirit thing.
Yeah, you have. Didn't you? I mean, you showed me those pictures of the rainbow energies at your place, or was that you?
No, it was me.
It was you.
It wasn't me.
Oh, I thought you had the rainbow spirit.
No.
Well, then obviously you have one.
I do.
Yeah.
I talked to you about the one that's in my house.
Yeah.
I have the young guy that's in my house.
Oh, you got a guy, huh?
Yes, I do.
Gee.
Yeah.
A spirit boyfriend.
Spirit
boyfriend. Oh, gee. You got a boyfriend on the other side.
I told you about that. About
Crikey's.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
That's my rolling pin.
And Carrie's got spirit birds.
Yeah, spirit birds.
That's it.
Yeah. Bird birds.
I did have a spirit cat, but after I realized that he had died on me, I got another cat, and then he stopped and he went on.
Yeah, it's funny with cats. We've had a number of. We had 4 cats 2 years ago, and 3 of them were all very old. One was 25 years old. The other two were 17. And when they passed, and they all died in the same year. And we have one cat left. And two of our cats came back and visited us. And our last cat to die was the one that was our little cat named Biddy, and she was the house cat. And she never went outside. And she, when she passed about 3 weeks later, my mother was laying in bed, and all of a sudden she felt the familiar feeling of a cat jumping on the bed and prancing over and flopped itself on her legs just like it normally would, except then she didn't even think anything of it until she realized, wait a minute, there's no cat. She looks down and she sees things moving around on the bed.
Aww.
But and then it just stopped and just went away. And it did that like twice, and then we've never seen Biddy again. So she came back. It was a goodbye visit, just to let us know she was around.
When we moved into our house, Skinner didn't want to move into the house. And I said, fine, you can live outside, but you have to, you know, check in. And he listened to me, you know. I would talk to him, and he would listen to me.
Yeah.
And I told him to quit killing the baby bunnies and leaving them lay in my yard that I walk in them in my bare feet. So he stopped. But every night when I would go to bed, I would have my husband outside looking with a flashlight for my cat because he was at my window meowing. And I said, after like 5-6 months, I said, I think Skinner died. So we had to get a new cat. I said, he's telling me to get a new cat.
Oh.
So when we got the new cat, then it was like he was okay. And, you know,
Well, hon, I think you've got some interesting things ahead for you with this haunt. You should go out and do all that, some things we said, and write everything down that's going on. I really think you've got an interesting story going there.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah, I just thought I'd
come
and say, my house is haunted,
and that's what I did not know. Okay. Well... Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Nice to hear from you again.
Can you just leave me on hold?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. We can do
that.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, see you later. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got 30 minutes left, and we're going to bring I've got three callers remaining here, so we're going to speed through. 818, you're on Soul Scream. What's your name and where are you from?
Susan from California. Do you just talk about the people that died in your life, or can you pick up energy from people that are alive?
We can pick up energy from people who are alive.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
We do, but wait, there's more. If you buy today, just be a shipping template.
Because you seem to be talking about people that were dead. The only person I can say is that a relationship that was, or darkness that was in our house, but... That was, you know.
No, we don't talk just about dead people. We talk about live ones too.
Okay.
And blades.
And birds.
And there's blades on here.
South African birds.
Yes, South African blades. That's right.
Noisy blades.
Blinks.
Can you pick up my energy and see the past and what's coming forward?
So psychic reading is what you're asking for.
Yeah,
we can do like psychic stuff, you know. I should play like chimes. You know.
I don't want to frighten you with my past, but okay.
Oh dear God, not that! No, no, you've got a past.
We can't handle that.
Oh my God! I'm looking at you. You're a woman with a past. I'm not
we all have one, right?
Yeah.
You have
we
a
all
past.
Have a past. Okay, this is that time I segue to my medium friend over here.
Yeah, he's looking at me now.
I'm throwing her in the soup for a lot.
You're a psychic too there, dear.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you are.
Oh, goodness. Wonderful.
I know you like the word medium, but you are also a psychic.
All right, Susan from California. Susan, are you in the southern part of California?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay, see. I didn't even have to look on. I didn't Google her phone number. I just did my psychic thing.
See?
All right. So
lying is the Google Earth on.
Okay. wow, I've got radar. It goes all the way to South Africa.
The best therapy of all is laughter, you know, instead of being too serious in life. You know?
Definitely, you've come to the right show for laughter.
Good, because that's my therapy, is laughter and music.
The host should have his own comedy channel.
My life is a comedy channel. What are you talking about? Every time I wake up and look in the mirror, I go, oh, to my hair. Oh, jeez.
I'm a visual person, so watch it.
Oh, my hair. That's the part. All my other friends in high school, I'm almost afraid to go to my reunion because all my other friends in high school, I think I'm the only one that has hair on.
Oh my.
It's all gray, but hey, you know, I'm going to actually be doing that just for men thing, just once. I got to try it.
Are you?
I want to look young again for about 10 minutes.
You should go to my hairdresser.
Oh, I'm going to go to your head.
should.
Oh man, I go to a place to get styled where I get
colorist.
My haircut. I don't want to go to Mr. Jeans.
Well, I'm just some guy.
Real men can still do their hair. A person in my life, he thinks real men don't do that.
He kept the color for you too.
See, just for men, they have the hot. They always have the hot women that hang out with the guy who just did his hair. And he's like, oh yeah, I got just for men. I'm tough guy. You know, thank you very much. Yeah, right. And it's never gonna work. I think I'm gonna color my hair blonde.
No, don't.
No, black. Black.
We'll talk about that.
Darker.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I should do a redhead. Actually, I need something with a tan kind of look for Nancy.
You could go with the purple that
I
have in my
hair.
I'll
have like a flat spot on top.
How about black with a little blue in it?
That,
a little highlight.
Yeah. That'll really help my job, you know, in aerospace. Hey, look at me.
Well, people will just say you got a halo, that's all.
Yeah, I get a little halo too, you know, kind of angelic work. Pitchfork too, you know. Let's see. Actually, one year I went into work and we're not supposed to wear Halloween costumes. I walked in dressed as a barbarian and attended a very serious meeting, and everybody's looking at me going, I'm just smiling, going, hey. I just need
but what does a barbarian wear?
For a living, I pillage. I don't rape. It's illegal. But I do pillage. You know, I say. You know. I lost track completely of what we were doing.
We're doing a psychic reading for her.
We're doing a psychic reading of Susan in Southern California.
Yes.
And,
yeah, I'm just tickling your fancy. What can I say?
Oh, dear God. Don't do that anymore.
Get him started.
Oh, God.
We have to lock him in a cage at night.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm almost over the electric shock.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Let's see. I am having the best time on this show. This is the most fun I've had in a long time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Are you near the L.A. area? Are you? I mean, that's. I keep getting Los Angeles feeling of you.
Sure. Yeah, it's not far.
Okay. Were you like in Azusa or something? Or
No.
You're in Cucamonga?
No. I know. Are you saying I'm a kook?
No, I'm not saying you're a bloody kook. But there's an old saying from Hollywood days. There was this, I don't remember where this came from, but it was a classic radio show, and they were talking about, they always talk about Azusa, and then up north to Cucamonga. And there is a place called Cucamonga.
I've never been to either one of those places. Been to Zuma Beach, but that's about it. Or Point Doom. Been to Point Doom?
Point Doom, yeah, it describes my ex-marriage. Yes, that was there. I lived in Point Doom. It was a terrible memory.
Well, you know what? Oh, my God, you are a psychic. That was my marriage. It was doomed from the beginning and doomed at the end.
That's why it's Point Doom. I said they do, and everything turned to crap. Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah.
Are you like, what part of, now that I bombed it totally, but what part of Southern California are you in?
What part? Up the hills?
I'm trying to figure out where she lives, because I'm going to drive down there and go, some Point Doom. I need to see this.
I was at Point Doom last week at the beach. They do a lot of movies at the Point Doom where they have surfer movies, you know. Yeah.
Totally did.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like Steve, and I slip my hair funny, and I just walk around going, yep, anyway. So you're within 80 miles, I'd say, of Los Angeles then, right?
I'm kind of in the middle between Malibu and LA, yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're there's what's that crazy road that goes down to Malibu from LA, and it's Topanga Canyon. Topanga Canyon. Yeah, there's the Topanga Canyon Boulevard. I think it is. It's like that. When you drive and it catches fire and there's lots of accidents there and all that.
Yeah, I've been up there. Earth Day.
Oh. Oh, dear God.
It was very, it was very interesting. Yeah. It smelled a little funny that day, if you can get the drift.
Oh, yeah. We go back to the seed conversation you had earlier.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for the seeds, man. Yeah, they're growing.
He's right. There.
Everybody's walking around in Los Angeles going, hey, hey.
Actually, it was kind of fun. I danced and did the hula hoop.
Why... are you around media? I mean, you talked a little bit about the movies thing, but I kept getting the feeling of media with you. Is there a media connection to you?
Media?
I'm getting a very strong relationship situation.
Oh, well, my last relationship was, if you call him a media, he was a guru, a fake guru, songwriter.
Oh,
but
okay.
Are you
but
in a
relationship?
But
after I was finished, after that relationship was over, I believe in my intuition now, and it got stronger. So
you went to Point Doom.
energy vampire, but we're not supposed to talk about that. But we can. It's okay.
You can. Absolutely. Yes, I married one of those.
Have I got a story to tell?
After I chopped my right arm off, everything got better. No, I mean, the bionic arm, it's pretty good now. Here, hold that.
I'm doing everything that someone told me not to do, but I always do that, so what can I say?
Yeah. This relationship you just, I mean, this just happened? I mean, was this in the last 6 months?
Oh, no. I'm a couple years ago. Now I'm in a happy one. But everything, you know, my journey was, it was, I say it was a little twisted because I had to learn my life lessons. Person that never had boundaries or didn't believe in herself or in her intuition. So I had to learn not only life lessons, but watch out who's around you.
Yeah, that's absolutely a valid thing. Awareness is a 100% thing.
Oh, I didn't have that at all. Nope, didn't know it.
Yeah, you've got it now in space.
Well, I do. I have it, yeah.
Are you hanging around a bunch of people in a I keep seeing, I know this is going to sound off the wall. I mean, I know, are you in Malibu a lot? Because I'm going to ask a question after that. Are you reasonably, you know, I mean, is it something you visit fairly regularly, that area?
What place? A what?
Malibu and kind of up in the...
Yes, I go to Malibu.
Kind of,
yeah.
Have you been to the Bodhi Tree Bookstore?
Yes. Why? Have you been there?
No, but I keep getting the Bodhi Tree Bookstore with you, and I don't know why. I mean, I was told to say
Bodhi
Tree Bookstore.
Oh, my God. Well, that was part of my spiritual existence. Yes, I met some people. And, in fact, there's a person on Facebook who's the founder of a book called Thank God I. Have you ever heard of that book?
No. Huh.
Yeah. I had such a reaction. This person said to me, give me your phone number. You can win a prize. But he wanted me to go to the bookstore to meet all the people that wrote stories, and they wanted me to write my story and put it in their book, which I didn't do. And I just found out the other day that this guy who I've been talking to on chat, or he writes these things in Facebook, and I've been responding to it, and he's the founder of that book. Isn't that strange?
Well,
my friend says nothing strange when it comes to me. It's the law of the universe.
Yeah, well, you really have. I just strongly feel like there's some real interesting things ahead for you there. I mean, do you go? It's a fairly regular visit you make there.
Oh no! I only did it one night, one time. Mm-mm, that's enough. But I have. I have not go back in. But there's a restaurant right down the street that I have eaten there a few times. So I've walked past it.
I would say this, you should follow your heart on this one, and when you feel the urge to go to that restaurant, drop in there and just trust your instincts.
There's a very strong metaphysical energy around you, so you're very drawn to anything that has a metaphysical element to it.
Oh, that was that. I went through that period, yeah. It was. But
I still feel that around you now, yes.
Interesting.
Well, I tried to go to a spiritual place the other day. It was an Indian place, and last time I went there, I felt comfortable. This time I went there, I was overwhelmed with the sense, and I couldn't, nothing happened. I just had to get out. But I did run into somebody that was spiritual there that I happened to know. So it's interesting you said that.
I think you're going to have some unusual events that will continue. These things follow you around, and there's really no coincidences. You know, it's just, you know,
things
you're,
in life.
You're,
I think of it, and they happen.
Yeah, I really feel like I don't know how much you know about Shirley MacLaine, but
I do know she did one movie that I adored.
She
did one where she was married to someone and she had a boyfriend at the side. That was very nice.
Well, she did a lot of time around that area. She lived in Malibu for quite some time. She's well known for her metaphysical leanings.
Mm-hmm.
Spent time at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore. Every time I listen to you talk, I picture Shirley MacLaine. I don't know why, but
wow.
I feel like you've got a similar journey ahead of
you.
Well,
I like to sing and dance, so maybe that's part of it. Who knows?
Well, you got a lot in common, and I have a feeling. Let me put it this way. I keep seeing with you this thing of you being in a bookstore and a book dropping literally into your lap, and it's going to be the kind of book that you open it up and you're going to go, oh, my God, like the other book you were telling us about. So be aware of this, that some your friends on the other side are going to do some things, okay? That's why they threw the Bodhi Tree thing in my head, and I'm like going, I'm here to pass this on. You've got that going on. I also get a strong connection to New York.
Hmm.
You're flying to New York.
Really?
You're going to do something in New York within the next 2 years.
Interesting.
There's a New York connection with you.
Oh, I do have family there, but. Hmm.
Yeah, well, you're going to do something business, i.e., business or spiritual related to New York. Something. Don't be surprised if a New York opportunity drops into your lap out of the blue. 2 years.
Okay.
Within 2 years. So that's all I'm getting. And you're the one to make that connection happen. Also, have you traveled internationally?
Do you mean to Europe?
Yeah, so internationally.
Yes.
You got a strong connection to someone there?
I have family.
Okay, there's going to be more to this business opportunity that seems to take you places that you've already been there, but there's going to be new experiences. Is there an English connection to you?
Yes. Oh, my. Yes. My family's from England.
Yeah.
I'm half.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you find these things out?
Sorry, I'm not that good of a psychic. I'm trying. I just went to psychic.
Oh, you're gotten it all down pat.
Yes. Psychics are us.
Yes, I just took the lesson.
She'll tell me the color of my hair, and I'll go, what?
Yes, I could have colored my hair purple, yes.
There's nothing wrong with coloring your hair purple.
Well, yeah, I've seen next to me purple here. She's the queen of purple. But yeah, I'm having a good night tonight. Yeah, so, yeah. Okay.
What I'm feeling for you is this draw to get back to spirit. You really need to feed that metaphysical side of you and start getting back into it. I'm really feeling a very strong draw to that, because it's very much a part of who you are, and you can't.
Well, the intuition is very strong with a friend of mine. We feel it, and we don't understand it. We don't even question it. We're very intuitive, but I think part of what happened with me with that other person really shook me a lot, even quieting my mind, because I'm afraid I don't want to remember him again.
Do you have a strong connection to yoga? Do you
yoga? He was all into that, yes. Anything, yeah. Yeah. But I want to, I'm going to slowly go back to it.
What kind of yoga was it, if I may ask?
Well, he taught me walking meditation because I couldn't sit still. That was one,
yeah.
So I started talking to the trees.
Okay, right. And?
Then the leaves. And then from this year, I started, my emotions came into writing stories and poetry and theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel so bad because I was out with a chainsaw chopping down trees.
Oh, no. Poor
trees.
I'm a murderer.
But he never told me what he was doing. He just told me to do this, and I did it. Until my head hurt one day. I was after 3 hours, and this guard at the guard shack said to me, "You know that's meditation you're doing." I says, "What are you talking about?"
Careful who you follow. Don't raise that kundalini too quickly. Just the warning.
What word did you just say?
Kundalini.
That's
did you follow? Did you follow kundalini?
That's
kundalini.
What he did.
Oh, we're back. We
that's
got
a
kicked
spiritual
off by
thing, right? Kundalini.
I said that about the trees, and the trees took revenge.
Kundalini. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Carrie's birds.
Yeah, those are boys.
Okay, kundalini.
Yeah.
That's a spiritual thing someone does, right? A ritual.
Kundalini. It's a whole spiritual practice. It's different parts of. They have healing. They have movement. They have meditation. They have chanting.
Oh my God!
Kundalini.
Well, yes, that's what he. Okay, he did that.
Kundalini energy is it has to do with the chakras, and it has to do
yes,
with the
that's
snake.
That's what he
that,
did. I didn't. Oh, this is very strange.
That's the spine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I can't believe I'm shaking when you said this because I went to this through my journey. This person told me to go to the spiritual. I didn't know it was a spiritual place. I was supposed to meet these people for. May I be frank? And I went there. It turned out to be Michael Beckwith. Has
okay.
a spiritual place. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard that name.
That name
it's like
very
you
familiar.
Saw with The Secret.
Religious guy, yeah.
And
oh,
when
okay,
I was
the
there,
secret.
I met this woman. She was from the Middle East, from Israel. And she said something, and I almost fell off my chair. And she said just that word. And I said, how do you know that word? And she said she was with a guy who did that to her. And, you know, she's still, and, you know, and I said, oh, my God. And I told her what I went through. She says, that's what that guy did to you, and it was like whoa overnight. But I gave him too much information about my past, but my ex-husband to help my son, and he tried to become everything. He started with the chalk. He started with saying he wanted friends with benefits. That was one. Started.
Oh dear God.
And then he every time I spoke to him, I fell asleep on the phone, and he, you know, it was visualization and quieting your mind, and then eventually. I brought him to my kids, and you know, my daughter thought he was a pedophile. But it's a long story. He was a Hollywood person. I could see that I was changing, zombie-like. But he hypnotized me on the phone, and he was an energy vampire and a Reiki master. So it
okay.
was just very, very strange when you said that word, because that's what she said he was.
I'm just feeling the Bodhi tree. Just check out the yoga people. I have a good feeling about, well, I have a feeling about Hatha yoga, which is a little bit calmed down. It's also pretty powerful, but check the background of these people, where they trained and what they do, and, you know.
Because I'm kind of frightened of those people that do practice yoga now after that experience.
You don't have to do
I'm,
energy
I
work
wanna...
in the yoga.
No, okay.
I would recommend to you, you can get this for free. There are plenty of books, even ebooks, PDF that you can download. Go out and Google anything to do with psychic attack and psychic protection. And I'm trying to remember the name of the artist, Violet First, Dion Fortune, D-I-O-N-E Fortune. Look for that and anything on psychic protection by her. There will be a PDF that you can download free.
Mm-hmm.
There are well-known techniques that go back through the ages dealing with the exact techniques you just talked about where people will hypnotize you and then begin to attach to you and do these things. This is a very there is a group of people that do this kind of thing and cause a lot of pain to people who are real seekers like yourself. Be aware of that. These things do exist out there. And in all seriousness, I mean, this is the real deal.
Wow.
And you've been a victim. And so,
wow.
Well,
you
know,
I'm okay. What happened was he was becoming like me and I was becoming like him. And all people told me afterwards that he was a narcissist. And that's all I thought about it. I didn't think anything more until you said that word.
Yeah, it's this is it's a slow, insidious process. And there are people who will appear in your life, and all of us have had this experience, that when you're around them, you suddenly realize sometimes they're not even conscious they're doing it. Others are very much conscious they're doing it. Will drain you, and you'll be around it, and that person. And 5 minutes later, you'll walk away, and you're completely drained. And you don't know why. It's because they are that exactly that. That is the classic term for vampire. And it's a bioenergetic transfer of energy. And they're living off your energy. And they just seem to be like, they draw the energy out of your life.
Yeah,
and
that's what he was doing.
And they become more animated, and they're happier, and they're skippy-doo, and you're walking around going, what the hell hit me?
Right.
And you need, and this is why this whole thing, when you were earlier talking about awareness, and being aware of who around is around you, that's the first step to protecting yourself. The next step is to be aware of the techniques that those folks use. There's a story by Dion Fortune. I'm trying to remember the name. The case of Dr. Tavener. The strange case of Dr. Tavener, I think, is the... just look for Dr. Tavener and Dion Fortune. And that's also a PDF book you can download.
Wow.
The copyright has expired. That book has all of the classic techniques these type of folks use on people. And it will give you a real education in how these things are done. And for all the other listeners out there, too, it's a really good thing to learn these things. We have a lot of fun on this show, but there's also a very serious side. And be aware that these things do exist. There are people that take advantage of that. And you're in the classic town where a lot of these energies happen. And consequently, not only that, a lot of haunts happen. And a lot of tragic stories happen, and it's when you have that convolution of creative energy and people that need to be able to express themselves. And where do they get that energy? Some of them are using techniques.
Well, before this all happened, I went through a depression, and then afterwards, two people died, and I said I want to live. And I said, you know, I made like a little prayer saying that I want to make a difference in the world and help me with my friends. And then in between this happening, I met a woman who was an American Indian woman, and she had blonde hair, and we went to a forest. And I didn't know she did a purification, you know, with water and stuff. And afterwards, you're brand new again. And that's when all these people were coming forward that were all spiritualists,
You basically got a nice person who kind of helped clear out some of the stuff, and now you're having all these good things happen for you. And there's a reason you called the show today, because these things are being shown to you now.
Yeah.
And you know, really, I really strongly urge you, read up on these things that we're talking about. We're coming close to the end of the show, so
there is a happy note to this. I do have a new person in my life, and he is the one that gives you energy. So that's good. But, wow, when you said that word, I couldn't believe it. Because, wow. People know that ritual.
No, it's a lot of these things are well known. I've been studying this stuff. I'm on 25 years doing this stuff. And then I grew up with it, you know, having a family who had all these gifts. And so it was normal. But, there's plenty. You've got quite an education ahead of you. But what I really feel for you is that you're about to enter a real interesting growth phase in your life. So, read everything you can get your hands on. And then do the thing you can with being observant. That was a key statement you made. That's one of the big signs of spiritual growth, is when you start becoming aware and stand back out of the storm and watch everything going on around you, and you will begin to realize just what's been done to you and what's happening to you. Okay?
Okay. Well, I think you gave me closure tonight, because I think I kind of wondered about how it all happened. People just said, well, you were needy. He wanted, you know, you had something, you were needy for something, and so therefore this person was needy, and so that's why it came like that. But you said
stay in contact with us. Brenda's on Face, and, you know, Facebook, and I'm on Facebook, pop on Facebook and friend us. And, if you ever find yourself need a little good advice, we'll pop some your way.
Right, anytime.
Yeah, you've got a great soul. You're a great lady.
Thank you. Well, you do too. And the universe brought us together. And here you were talking about death and all this. And what you've told me tonight is my eyes bright wide. And I do have blonde hair and blue eyes, by the way.
Okay. Well, okay. We're going to take a moment and we'll just leave you on, you know, because we're starting to lose callers out there, so I think we're not going to be able to.
Oh, I'm sorry if I frightened them away.
Oh, no problem. You know, we read and we take time with people. We don't just try to run through. When we do, we'll end the reading when we end it. But I think we're going to kind of call it a night. We got about 45 seconds, so I'm going to say. Thanks to Carrie, who's on with us.
Thank
we've got Castle. We've got Kathy's Distant Echoes, Curious Listener. Galvanized is out there. Galvanized, I saw you want to do a reading. I'll be on tomorrow, and we can work in a reading tomorrow. I've got Infinite Pathways. We've got Joan S1. We've got Kiwi, Mystic Shava, Nancy Mum. Psychic Christine, Psychic of Light. We've got the psychics out tonight. Sapphire is with us, and we got Senior GP and Stardove and all my other friends out there listening in. 10 seconds remaining. This is Soul Stream. We're going to be on tomorrow night. I've got a psychic medium on tomorrow, and I don't have the name in front of me. But we will be back, and we thank you all for listening to us. We love you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've got the boy. So anyway, I just wanted to. Is Susan still on with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we're on. What I was doing was just getting the show shut down, and we're still on stream. So, yes, you're with us. There is a life after the show.
Oh, by the way, this person I'm telling you about, he has a talk show on the show, and now I can see what he's doing. He gave up on his television show, but he has his own talk show.
Well, and this is the boyfriend, the guy that did this stuff?
He was never a boyfriend. That was a thing. But I don't understand. It was just something I was drawn to. And, well, also, I was having difficulty, he gave me fear and all these things so he could take it away, in other words. My ex-husband,
It's those are classic techniques that are used by a lot of these. They're really very dark people, and they will use these techniques to cause all sorts of you hit it right on the head. They'll play insecurity on you, and then they'll try to convince you that they're the ones who can help you, and it creates this vicious cycle that starts drawing you in further and further. And you were lucky; somebody came along and sprang the trap and got you out.
I heard his voice. I wanted him to get rid of that voice from my ex-husband. When I heard him using it, I got away from him. But I have to tell you, it was like letting go of your mask and then your clothing. So at first it was like a game, but then it got too serious.
Yeah,
he also wore a robe.
When they're starting to do some of the things they're doing, it really is, it gets pretty ugly pretty quick. So trust your instincts. Every person on this planet has mediumship capabilities and has psychic ability. It's just how whether or not they pay attention. And if your survival instinct, that little voice in your head, is saying, "I don't feel right about this," you should trust that.
I wanted to believe him that he could help the future children because he was a songwriter, and he was. I saw what he was writing in the songs. I didn't know he copied this information, and he was a fake person, and he didn't believe what he was doing. But the thing what I didn't get was I felt strange all the time, and I became dehydrated after this happened. But my children and anyone around him saw something wasn't right, and I couldn't see it because I was already too stuck into it, caught up too fast already.
Well, the people that do those things, they've had a lot of training, and they're very skilled in pulling you in like that.
Yeah, read those books. Read the book, by Dion Fortune.
So in other words, once you are involved with that person, it's hard to see what they're doing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And they're basically a wolf in sheep's clothing. And if you want to read one that will really get your attention is that book that I talked about, Dr. Tavener. Dion Fortune, her other name is Violet Firth, that's her real name, but Dion Fortune was her book, stage name. And she would use stories that were based on real happenings and real people from England. English connection here. And so there's real lessons there that transcend time. That's what I'm saying. And you'll find that she has an awful lot of wisdom that will help you defend yourself from this kind of thing. But it'll also open you up to the right kinds of spirituality, the right expressions of how to use your gifts and how to help others with that. And so I really strongly recommend this to you because you have a very inquisitive mind.
Thank you.
And he was a scorpion,
and at first I was scared of him because my ex-husband was a scorpion, and I told him right away. And he says, don't worry, I'm a spiritualist. And, you know, and before anything happened that one night, what you were saying, that word, I said to him, this was on the phone, I said, you could be the best thing in my life or you could be the worst thing in my life. And he became both.
Yeah. That's often how this works. The big thing is, especially when you're talking friends with benefits,
mm-hmm.
dear God, that's just not done.
Running for the hills.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, there was more on his mind, and it wasn't about it.
Well, that's what he wanted. That's what he did with these women. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted cult following. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you dropped it. You did the right thing. Now you're assessing and looking for the right answers, and you're finding the right chocolate.
This is really strange, but not too long ago when I was talking to someone and someone said drug rape, you know, like a drink or something, I said, what are you talking about? And something came to my head that night I couldn't move. So you probably
were in the clutches of a very, very cobra-like gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cobra, and a very dangerous one at that. I mean, the nice thing here is you've learned.
I learned, right.
Yeah,
right.
And your story, believe it or not, I mean, this story will help a whole bunch of people.
Really?
So he really did it, yeah, because it's on air now, and we're recording all this, and... People are
going
to hear this, and they're going to go, hey, wait a minute, I know somebody who's going to
do something
like
that. Well, do you think he could hear the story? Could he hear the story and come back, or?
You haven't said his name, right?
No.
I didn't mention his name, no. I won't mention his name to anyone.
He won't.
Yeah,
he won't.
So that's we're all okay now.
Yeah, okay.
You're the only one who can let him back in. You're the only one who can let him back in.
I'm the only one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. Wow.
Well,
but the good thing is that now a good person's in my life now. And can you feel that person's good?
I feel that you I feel it's
yeah, I feel energy. I feel a very strong good relationship.
Sometimes he's a blockhead.
He's a what? A blockhead?
Well, sometimes he is. He's a man.
He's a man. All men are blockheads at times. All of them.
Sometimes you have to hit him
with
the roll.
Yes.
I'm clueless sometimes, but he's fun. He sings and, yeah, he's different because he thinks on both sides of his head. In other words, the business and the entertaining. No, I mean, you know, artist. He's both. So,
okay,
yeah.
I'll leave that one alone.
He's coming into music.
Oh, she said it.
Going back to that blockhead thing.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave that one alone. Well, hey, kiddo, we're gonna start to hang it up here. I do see.
All right. Well, my goodness, I thank you so much. Wow. Who would guess in a million years that I would learn all this in one evening? So, because there are, I must tell you, there are some people on the shows who are a bit scary. And will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some people that are scary on BTR. Trust your instincts.
Yeah.
You came to a man that has a carnivorous plant connection for spiritual advice. And I've got a friend in South Africa with birds.
Yeah, with birds.
And there's a woman next to me who sits around with purple things.
Purple in my hair.
We're perfectly qualified to advise you on your life.
Darken your hair a little bit and put a little, you don't have to put highlights in it, blue highlights, but darken it, you know. It'll make you look younger.
Okay.
So you have a young voice anyway, so I don't think you're that old, so.
Well, thank you very much. I have a radio voice. That's true. I've actually done defense videos with this voice.
But you know what? This person was so childlike, and I guess he, you know, and I think that he couldn't get women, so he had to act this way maybe. You know that one that was that person that I was telling you about?
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't acting, trust me.
It wasn't an act?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
That's the way that Yeah, but, well, thank you very much, Susan.
All right, well, I'm going to read this and be my friend. Look for me. And
okay.
It was an amazing evening. Thank you so much. It really made
you're
me aware
welcome.
Of things.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Anytime. You're welcome.
Have a nice Sunday.
You too.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's speak to Chris quickly.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
She really got a lot out of that.
We've had some good calls tonight.
I've got 617. If you guys are up for just a few minutes here.
Sure.
Are you up for that there, Carrie?
Yep.
She's talking to her bird.
She's spanking the bird.
You're a bad bird. Bad bird.
Spanking the bird.
Thank you, bud. The birds are off. All the birds are. Oh, no, not again.
Trapped in the tree, man. I can't get them.
Trapped in another time. Another dimension. A dimension of sight and sound. These are the voyages of this bird. Okay, here we go. 617, you are on After Hours on SoulStream. Who are you? And you poor person, you've listened to all this and stayed with us.
It's me, John.
Who would that be?
How's it going, eh?
Oh, once I heard the A, I know who that was.
Oh, how are you doing? How are you doing? How's your back? You're... I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Ooh, babe, after our hot date.
I know, right? Oh, you know, anyways, I didn't mean to be that rough, but anyhow. I was hoping that you'd bring me on while you still had Susan on.
We still have what?
I said I was hoping you'd bring me on while you still had Susan on with you.
Oh, dear God, we've taken Susan out. I don't know if she's still there. I don't think is Susan still with us? Was she
818, right? 818.
Is Susan still with us? Hi, Susan. Are you there?
I was just about, hello, still there.
Come in, Susan.
Susan,
Susan, come in. We've got someone here from Canada wants to speak to you. Come in. We're going to connect you to the spiritual
plane.
Susan, it's Chris from the previous show.
Oh, my gosh. Are you upset with me that I called to someone else?
I just wanted to remind you, you know, you keep feeding energy to that story, and
it's going to get hot. I know. You know what? I got clarity today because that one word that they use, I forget, it starts with a K. That really made an impact when that other person told me about it, and I think I really got clarity. Is that called clarity? Tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
Now it can go.
You know what? And I'm not a mean person, and I really am not saying this for it, but, you know, because I say I like to see people move forward, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And I picked up on one thing that you said. I picked up on a number of things. I'm not going to pick it all apart. But one thing you said, I want you to stop saying.
Yes.
Because it was the whole idea behind my show.
Yes.
Was to say you got to start trusting your own gut.
Wait a minute. Okay.
You asked the question not just a few minutes ago with a little bit of unsurety in your voice.
Yeah.
These two talented people that are on the air right now, you asked if this current guy is blah, blah. Huh? And I'm just saying to you, you know,
are we talented?
Don't do that. Don't give your power away like that. Do not give your power away.
All
really,
right.
I'm not trying to embarrass
you. No.
I want you to move forward.
I must tell you, it's an illness my family has because of what my ex-husband did to our minds, and this doubtness we have needing reassurance.
This
my brother, my son has CBS, and I must tell you, this person that was in my life, he let me be the controlling person in the beginning, making all the decisions, but I had no idea he was doing it for his own reasons.
But as long as you continue, let me say this to you. As long as you keep telling yourself that you have this I'm going to call it, you know, like this unsurety or whatever, but I mean, yeah. it amounts to a little bit of a low self-esteem, unsureness in yourself. Lack of confidence is maybe a better way to put it.
Not lack of, I'm afraid of making
lack
a mistake.
No, but what I'm saying, don't keep feeding it, because as often as you say, I suffer from this,
yes.
You will suffer from that.
Oh,
okay?
So watch my
word. Don't say it.
Watch
you take
my
your
word.
Power back. I'm
okay.
Gonna, and I will hold your feet to the fire anytime I find you.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I will remind you.
Ouch. Okay,
and
so in other words, use my words, even and the more I think, more I do something correctly, or the more it comes out, you know, I'm not too hard with myself. Then eventually,
you remember you telling me that the guy wanted you to, you know, people want you to say things 10 times over to brainwash you.
That was that guy.
You,
yes.
What? Yeah. You do that to yourself on the positive stuff, and you brainwash your damn self.
Oh.
And get that other crap out of your head already. Like, it's time for you, you know, to really grow into your own power here, and
okay.
Only you can do that. You can't find anybody else out there that can give you that power, and you must own it. Okay?
All right. Well, I tell you, the new person in my life keeps telling to me, take off the rearview mirror and keep going forward. And
well,
there
you better
go.
Do it, because
exactly right.
He'll look one day and he'll be in the rearview mirror, because he'll be tired of that game. You know, honest.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, move forward and find yourself. Stop with that old story. Really, really, make my show worth something tonight. You know what I mean?
Okay, then
make
of you,
it
I
worth
will.
Something.
All right,
okay.
Now I'm so embarrassed, but I
No, and I didn't do it for that. I honestly did not do this.
Okay,
for that.
All right.
Okay.
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 So in other words, people have to
I care.
In other words, people have to learn their own lessons in life. I can't be the one to tell them mine to teach them not to do this.
Well,
right?
It's just that you're still living that, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
You are not healed from that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And so,
I guess part of me doesn't want anyone else to go through this again.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Tell the story, but you're still living it. I believe that.
No, I don't
and
think
because
I will tell
the
story any. Yeah,
I heard the voice, the tone in your voice when you asked these two talented people whether the guy that was currently in your life was good or bad. And you shouldn't have needed to ask that question.
Oh, so if I do believe he's okay, then
you,
I
only
should.
You know that in a lot of ways, but we sense things,
right.
And we know, you know, based on what we're told about the character of you know, he does love you. I mean, there's love
there
and it works, but don't let fear you rule the day. You know, fear is there's an old saying about fear. You know what fear stands for?
No.
False evidence against reality.
False
so
evidence against reality.
Yeah, fear is the great liar. Is you know, I mean, I'm looking at a job situation where my job could go overnight. Okay, you know, and I've been out there 27 years. I'm 52 years old. Now, I went through like 2 weeks of just complete total fear, and then I suddenly woke up, you know, the other day, and I went, wait, what the hell? What am I doing to myself? And I went and had the best night's sleep I've had in quite a long time last night. Slept the whole night. Got up late. And was like, wow, I feel great. And, you know, that's when you conquer fear, or you let it rule you. And that could be a short, you know, we all go through it. Even spiritual, you know, spiritually aware people deal with fear, but it's how we handle it that makes us, you know, it makes us grow. And when we recognize it, we go, oh, that's an illusion. I got to put that away.
But
and then
when
go
I was
my
with
life.
That person, I didn't have fear anymore. It went away.
There you go. Okay,
yeah.
But you've got a little bit left because you're asking other people about, see what I'm saying?
You know
you're
what it is? I never want that to happen again. I never want to be in that
fear.
Situation. It's right.
Well,
that's the fear I have now. Yeah.
You have a fear of losing that, and the bottom line is you're always going to have moments of fear. You're going to have moments of jealousy. You're going to have moments of negative emotion. It's what you do with it. I'll give you another book that's very interesting that you might find. There's a guy named Harry Brown. And he writes a book called How to Live Free in an Unfree World. Again, I'll repeat it. How to Live Free in an Unfree World. And when you read about the traps of the mind that this man talks about, you're going to see yourself in there and you're going to go, oh, my God. And it's an amazing book. It's not, quote, spiritual, but boy, does it have spiritual consequence written all over it. And this guy was great. He died in 1996, and he'd been a libertarian presidential candidate for the United States. No, he died in 2006, but he ran in 1996. And I just think the world of the guy. I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing man. And, I think when you read this, you get a chance to. I think you can even find it out there, sites dedicated to him, and there will be excerpts from the book. When you read that, you're just going to go, oh, my goodness. And, and so it will help you live a better life.
Thank you.
I did
have to make a decision this year of choosing my passion or giving it up, and I chose the passion. So I am getting stronger, I know that. And I guess if I really think it's right, then I shouldn't have to ask anybody else's opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're going to make mistakes in life. And when you make the mistake, what do? You own it. You look at it for what it is, and you go, what did I learn from that? And then you let it go and move on.
Okay.
End story. There you
That's
you know, Susan, I'll tell you what, I got a past history and life story that would make anybody cry, okay? Mm-hmm. But I left it. It's gone. Nobody can hurt me anymore. You know what I mean? I can let people hurt me. I cannot control what other people do, but I can control my reaction to it. And, you know, I found that by continuing to live and keep in my mind all of the tragedy of the past, it kept me there. And, to move forward and to understand that, and I say things like nobody treats me that way no more, but I don't go ahead and invest my time in all of that. I will tell my story at chosen times selectively if I believe that it will help someone, not just to tell it, but if I believe that it will help somebody. And so I want for you to, because I'm thinking if you got a good guy on your hands right now,
yes.
He's going to have so much patience for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he had a past in mind. So he
invest your time and your effort into growing and moving forward with him and making a new life and totally working on your own confidence. You know what I mean?
And he happened to know
do
the
me
last
that favor
too. And I guess I guess people will find out. They will see what's right or wrong. I don't have to be the one to tell the story. Just like I can't tell the story of my ex-husband to people because or help people in a helpline because it brings me back to that place. So there I guess today when I heard when I opened the computer and I heard what they were saying.
Yeah.
I thought I had to share my story to teach, help others.
No, and I'm not trying to criticize you for that.
No,
at all,
but I didn't realize that the more I'm putting weight onto it, the more it's going to come back, and I'll remember.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go back to that place again.
You go and you get your feet on solid ground, and then you will find the difference in your own strength, at which time you will be able to tell your story, share your story, teach those lessons that you came away with in a much more convincing fashion.
Mm-hmm. And I understand what you're saying.
Walk the talk.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that you came out here and cheated, you know?
I cheated. I'm sorry I cheated.
Anyway, I'm not trying to call you out at all. Like, I am a helper of people, and that there's help for you. I think
you
there's
are.
Help for you.
Thank
and
you,
I'm always the type that will remind people, wait a sec, you're slipping, or, somebody uses that word again, or they cut themselves down, and I try to say, you know what I mean? And it's just, you shift that thought. The minute you see yourself going there, you shift that thought into the more positive, into what am I doing now? That was then, this is now.
So watch my
what?
Words.
And put in,
watch my words.
Watch your words.
There.
But you know what? And don't just put words to, because just faking it isn't going to do it either. Live it. Walk your talk. And once you're walking strongly, you will have set the example. And then you will be able to tell this story without reliving it. Okay?
Well,
there's a difference between telling the story while you're still in it versus having overcome it, having healed from it, learned from it, and now sharing it and teaching others with that story.
Uh-huh. I'm not at that place yet.
I don't think you are, to be very honest.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
And don't let me scare you. I'm not
like me talking about my past. He doesn't like it one bit. So.
Well, I don't want to see you lose a guy that is supposedly good for you because you still stuck with that story.
Yep.
It's over. He can't harm you anymore unless you keep damn well saying he hurt you.
Yep.
You know, because each time it stabs you a little bit again, steals a little bit more of your energy. Get Archangel Michael to cut all cords that no longer serve your highest good and do that. Do that regularly.
Because I'm not going to be a role model to my children, and I need to be.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
God bless you.
But can I, one more thing? But what I learned from that man, I'm able to help my children and understand what they went through with their dad.
Yeah, there's so value in a way. Just use it when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
I tell you what, I've got something here to kind of close things out. And it's kind of a sense of humor because, of course, I use humor to teach, you know.
So you're not so upset
to cross your party, John.
You crossed my party, but you were my hot date before, so it's cool. It's like totally for sure, you know.
I'm too sexy
now.
For my...
But I've got this song here, you know, and I'm going to... you know, Brenda's laughing. You know, we were talking about... I don't know if this is going to be right, but let me see if we... Let's see.
It's a live performance.
Oh dear God, it's wrong. I'm trying to find it. It's called. It's I've got the power. You know, it's
by CNC Music Factory. What he's trying to find.
I'm trying to find it, and it was like you know, it's like snap. I don't know. I have a feeling that's going to be rap. Got the power.
I don't think you want that.
I've got the power. I've got the power. Let me see if I can get this because it's that one set of lyrics that's just so powerful, and it's really, I mean, that's the whole point of what we've been saying tonight with all these different words. But you've got the power. I mean, that's the deal. You've got the power of what goes on in your life, and that's all that counts. I've got the power to remix. I've got the power. I wrecked this whole damn thing. Oh, here we go. Clip for Bruce Almighty. That works. Here we go. There you go. That's it. Right there. Says it all. That's your spiritual lesson in four words. I've got the power. Okay? So all you have to do is let go and just walk around saying that, and everybody will be looking at you at the Buddy Tree bookstore going, what the hell got into Susan?
Must have met John and Chris.
So anyway, I you know what? Thanks, guys, for calling in. We're going to go ahead and call it.
Cool.
But, you know, this has been a great show. I had a fun time tonight. You know, we got a little mediumship in. We did some psychic reading. We got the Bodhi Tree bookstore.
The birds.
And the boys.
The boys.
Yeah, the birds.
Yeah. And Carrie spanked her birds and called, on air. Oh, no, that's a cat. How do you do a bird? Carrie, we love you. Really. I had more fun reading you today, too. It was good to read you to this morning. So thank you. I mean, I've got a bunch of my best friends all on the air here. You're closing up the show tonight. And just thank you for being
Carrie.
My friend.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for being my friend. Isn't that song from...
Thank you for being my friend, A.
See, more Canada-U.S. relations, yay.
That's right. Oh, relations? Really?
Oh, God.
Where? Here, no.
I never had relations with that man.
I'm so, it's just got me right here in my heart, you know. Okay, sorry.
I worry about that slip disc and such. Anyway, I just about said something bad. It's late on a whatever night. It's 1 a.m. in the heck of the morning. I'm going to shut up right now. And my work here is done.
I have a friend from Canada, and he says stop. And when he says stop, I stop in my tracks.
I'll keep that in mind.
There's one thing that I didn't tie up the loose end. There's something with this English thing.
My family's from England.
I had an English thing going on today with Roseland Chapel with someone who might be on right now. But have you been to Scotland?
No, never have.
I suspect you're going to have a journey. You're going to be going to Scotland. I really feel Scotland big with you. I don't know why.
Huh.
Yeah, so when you go back, you're doing travel, you may very well have a Scottish thing going on, and when you get there, you think of me, because
okay.
It's all my damn fault, okay?
Yes, all your damn fault. I did meet people from Ireland, and one night, you're going to laugh at this one, I was at a restaurant, and all of a sudden, I heard the music, and I'm dancing the dance, and I never did that kind of dance in my life, as she played the violin. The fiddle.
Oh, you were jumping up and down with that kind of a.
She does the river dancing, and I never did it, and I did high heels. So I have a way that music affects me.
I would suspect that's a past life thing. That
definitely.
You yeah, and but I really get a strong feeling like you're going to end up in Edinburgh. I feel like there's a travel thing coming up for you that's going to be part of this deal you do. So don't be surprised.
All right.
It's going to be. You're not going to even realize it's coming, and then bang, you know, you're going to go, damn, those guys are right. Dude, that dude's talented, huh? Got to call them up. Well, tell them about the trip, man.
Well,
but,
it's been lovely you teaching me all this, and thank you. And I know I'm on the right path. And I'm glad she was strict. I mean, a bit. You know, strong on me because I need.
Oh, she beat the crap out of you. I mean, it was terrible.
See, well, my friend says that to me. He says it's out of love. He says this is an act of love.
A body blow. She knocked her to the mat. She kept getting up and she kept taking it like a woman, and she was cool. Yeah, there we go.
That's a funny song.
And you came out stronger for it.
The other men say to me, it's out of love. It's out of love. So.
No. Well, hey, my friends, we are going to call it. We're starting to lose consciousness here. Brenda,
yeah, you might be.
Wow, you took a lot of drugs for that. Anyway, we're gonna call it, but I just wanted to thank you all again, and we'll be on tomorrow, 8 o'clock. I can't remember who's going to be on tomorrow, but we're going to have someone who has psychic abilities on and leadership skills. And one of these days, I'm going to have to show notes where I can get to them. I'm slowly evolving. It's a man thing.
Yeah.
So, came all the way from Canada. She on the
you're
phone?
Not fully erect yet, but you're getting there, right?
All right. The wonderful psychic. Yeah, so we'll be
stooped over or what?
It's over. It's all over, but it will be
okay,
back.
Everybody. It's like I play at the end of my show, the old Ferris Bueller. Are you still here? It's
yeah.
Time to go home. Go.
Here we go. Here it is. Wait a minute.
Troops is filmed on location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
But... and Chris, this one's for you. Here you go.
Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me.
Do it again.
Yeah, baby. I love to be scared.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Okay, mister, you take it easy, and thanks for taking my call, eh?
Oh, we'll always take your call.
Hey.
And good night to everybody, and good night to everybody.
All right, guys. All right.
Take care.
Good night. This is Soulstream signing off. We're going to sign off with the Bridge of Death, or let me find one that's, we're going to do, let me think, Bridge of Death? No, we're going to go with Debbie. We're going to sign off with Debbie, and then we'll see you guys tomorrow. Debbie is going to be speaking. Here we go.
Family is really interesting. Your parents are so involved with each other. Wednesday, do you think like maybe someday you might want to get married and have kids?
No.
But what if you met just the right man who worshipped and adored you, who'd do anything for you, who'd be your devoted slave? Then what would you do?
I'd pity him.
Poor Debbie. She was sick.
She wasn't sick. She was sloppy.
What do you mean?
If I wanted to kill my husband, I'd do it. And I wouldn't get caught.
How?
I'd scare him to death.
No, you wouldn't. We're all very sorry, Debbie. We wish you only the best.